broadcasting live from the Fort Recovery Radio Studios in downtown historic Fort Recovery, Ohio, right next to Tin Man's. It's time for some sports talk with Bubba and B. Without further ado, here's your host, Mr. Bob Stogler and Mr. Harold Feely. Sports Talk with Bubba and B.
Hey, welcome to Talk Wednesday night, 8:05 on a blustery. I'm going to go blustery night here.
Yes.
In the old fort. Wind chill factors of 20 below zero tonight. Low of, I think they're saying 2 or 4. 18-mile-an-hour winds.
Yep. Going to be a little chilly.
Bundle up.
Yeah.
But that's what's so great, because guess what? You don't have to worry about it, because we're in studio talking Fort Recovery Sports with my partner, who's a little late. Fell asleep?
No,
just got out of the shower.
Yeah.
Are you? That's unbelievable. Boy.
You've been home for 3 hours.
Yeah, I don't get it either. I don't
just
understand.
Sitting there in the house stinking.
Staking her out. Yes, sir. Try this headset.
Oop. That headset isn't working right?
I got one ear on.
Oh, okay. We got, actually, we unhooked the jumper thing there. You got two there?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
No, I'm still on one ear, unless I'm having a stroke.
Yeah.
I got one ear on one. The other one had one ear.
Oh.
You got one side of your left.
You got both ears working?
Yeah. I'm good.
Oh, man, I'm sorry. Try this one wrapped down there.
No, this
one in front of you there. We'll try to sort that out. We just hooked it. We unhooked it and then hooked it back up last night. And we were playing stuff and I could hear it coming through, so I didn't pay any attention if we were having both ears or just one.
PP, welcome back. He was gone.
Yeah, took a little trip.
Okay, so you asked Phil Sin on the Gatlinburg and what you seen down there, because you know we've seen pictures and heard the horror stories, and you was down there. So
I've seen it. Yeah.
What's it like down there?
It's pretty sad, actually. Some of the main road of Gatlinburg that you go down is good. I mean, the buildings are all fine and everything, but like one step back, there's buildings that are burned down. There's cars everywhere, burnt to pieces.
Is that right?
Yeah. We drove up into the mountains. It would be incredible. One house would all burn all the way down the foundation. Nothing there but the foundation. And the house right beside it would be nothing wrong with it. It's just like, I don't know. How does that happen?
So is it like when you guys were down there, a lot of onlookers, a lot of people just
rubbernecking around? Yeah, looking around. And now Tammy, my niece, they went up earlier on the one day that we didn't go up, and they said the people were actually just standing outside their house. There's nothing there but rubble, you know, kind of looking through the rubble and stuff, and it's like, bad for them.
That'd be
man.
Horrible, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it is terrible.
You know, furniture and that kind of thing can get replaced.
Sure.
But pictures and memories and things that mean something to you.
That's the killer.
That's the killer.
And there ain't nothing. I mean, these houses, there's a foundation, and that's it.
And ashes.
So,
and
could
ashes.
You sense like the pride of getting? I mean, was there like was at a parade, and everybody's the people just showing up? And
oh yeah, there. I mean, there's people coming in from everywhere. They have trailers and trailers of stuff that's been brought down to them. You know, and these firemen and stuff, volunteer guys are bringing stuff to people, and it's awesome. I mean, they got Gatlinburg Strong all over the place. You know, and it's pretty sad. When you get down there, it's pretty sad.
So did Pigeon Forge get hit any?
No, not at all.
Nothing?
No, not at all.
That's good.
Pigeon Forge and Sevierville are both really nice. You go towards Townsend, where we stayed that time, about halfway. They got a little bit in there, too. But didn't get to Townsend at all. That was nice there, too. So,
firefighters everywhere, or are they all gone?
They're pretty much gone.
Yeah.
When we left, the day we left, there was like 6 guys eating breakfast with us from Nationwide Insurance.
Oh, really?
I bet them guys are coming in wide open.
Oh, yeah. Adjusters.
They'll be doing a lot of adjusting. I'm sure it's going to be a pain. But it's just... But it's some of the stuff that was just incredible. I mean, it's so close to some of the other places, and they didn't get nothing.
That is amazing. And I see a bunch of pictures that you guys had on Facebook and on Snapchat. And you had a good crew down there, didn't you?
Yeah, we did. Yeah, we had Mike and Kathy, and then their... Tammy and her kids all came over, and they're all getting older.
How far away is Mike from there?
Mike is about 2 hours from there.
Okay, I was thinking he was at least somewhere near there.
Yeah.
Spencey, which Feely was you around? Age wise, because you got
Mike.
Okay, so Mike is.
Let's see. I believe
Mike
he was
66.
Yeah, he was a year ahead of me. I can't remember his one or two.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. He's
he ain't changed a bit.
No, looks good. he looks great. He loves. He's still working wide open too.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Yeah, why wouldn't he?
Probably loves his job.
He couldn't sit down. He couldn't just sit there.
He loves his job.
So. There's a lot of people that say that John Cheeseman wouldn't be what it is today without Mike Feely running that.
Yep.
He put a lot of time in.
And you'll hear a lot of people say that.
He put a lot of time in there.
So we're here with Sports Talk in 8:10 on the Wednesday night. It's a little cold out, but we're going to talk Fort Recovery sports. And we're right now in the I would say it's now basketball season full tilt.
Yep, full bore.
You know, and Indians girls basketball team. We'll talk about the girls first, and then we'll talk about Coach Googs and the boys program. But the girls are off to a good start.
Nice
and
start.
Victory the other night gives them 4-0. And a nice win over a competitive and a solid Jay County team. And if you look at Coach Patch's team, they're 4-0 now, and they beat two really good teams.
Yep.
And Walpock and Jay County, and then they got the other two. They got help me out here. I know we
Knoxville.
Oh, Knoxville, yeah. Which was
Knoxville was a good team.
Yeah,
they're a pretty good team too. They're well coached too.
And then beat Crestview. So Coach is off to 4-0 start, and Fee. We was up there Thursday night, the Knoxville game, a game that. You know, we look to be in control, but Knoxville battled back,
and
they had a shot to tie
it. Yeah, absolutely.
Sure did.
We could have lost that after a 12-point lead with 3 or 4 minutes to go.
3 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, yeah.
Thing I noticed about that team is when we talked about his lack of depth and how was he going to handle that. And I'll tell you what, I hats off to Coach. Hats off to them freshman girls and his bench.
He's got some stepping
because
up.
Because he's got 8 kids.
I mean, he
really does.
Yeah.
The same thing that Goose has.
Yeah, those two, the two freshmen that you really didn't know how much they were going to play at all, they've came in and they look good.
Yeah, because they could have come in and played a lot, but they might not have done very well.
May not have done anything.
But you have to have them, and they didn't look like they were
both,
freshmen.
They
that's exactly right.
Yeah, they both look fearless out
most
there.
Most of the time you see them freshmen come in, they pee down their leg. These two here, they're just athletic.
Yeah.
Mullen Camp girl, she impresses me. She rips. She goes in for rebounds. She ain't scared of nobody. So.
Yeah. And I don't think Brooke Collins scared of anything either.
They they play good. Yeah. They play hard.
And then, of course, you got his juniors there. And with Gracie and Kaya and Stoney, and you're talking about three girls with a lot of experience.
Yep.
They're not juniors.
No. They've got a lot of play time on the court.
They've played a lot.
Level.
They have. And
all three of those are only juniors?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. It's a good nucleus there.
Yeah, and then some.
Yeah.
I was thinking at least two of those were... I was thinking Gracie and Carly were seniors.
No.
Oh, man.
And then you throw in your seniors, and Whitney Will, who is just a really good basketball player.
She's a really
player.
Good basketball player.
And Jossie Kaiser, who's I think won the game for us against Jay County.
Is that right?
Yep.
She had 11 points the second half after doing nothing the first half.
Yep.
And basically, getting her butt chewed out for some mistakes in the first half. And that's the difference in a senior and a junior and a sophomore is that she recognized, and she should be the first to admit that she didn't play very well the first half.
Yeah.
Didn't get her down, though, because in the second half, she hit a couple big shots, made her free throws down the stretch, and a nice win over Patch. And I know he likes beating Jay County.
Oh, yeah, he loves that. I'm sure going back to the old hometown. And I would have to think that hometown's probably thinking, they lost a pretty good coach there. He's done a fantastic job over here. And, to me, and it's just me seeing it, but, Jossie, I watch her, and she's got all the skill in the world. I mean, there's no doubt that girl is going to have big games this year. And to me, it just seems like she's pressing a little bit. It's early in the season. I'm a senior. I got to be great this year, And I think once she relaxes and starts having a little fun, her skills will show up, and then she's going to be fabulous.
That's the thing that's interesting about this girl's team is that they have 5 kids, and not counting the kids off the bench, they got Metzger and the girls we talked about, Mullenkamp and Collig, and then you have your three juniors who at any given time can hit big shots.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
They're not scared to take the big shot.
No, not absolutely. At all. In fact, they don't take them when they shouldn't, but they all seem like, okay, the ball's coming to me. If that person is a half a step farther than they want to be, I'm shooting it.
Yeah, and none of them have fear. They want the ball. Yep. They even want the ball to end. That's what.
Yes.
That's a good player. Whenever you see that player that wants the ball to end, that's huge.
She, and Grace Tinkin just, she is not scared to let it fly, and she, you know, she showed some signs last year as a sophomore of having some really chance of some really big games.
Yeah.
I just like her game. I mean, yeah. You know, I think she's more aggressive this year. I've seen her do a couple step backs, couple things that she didn't have on her repertoire last year.
Yeah.
That she has this year that
she's had a couple pull ups, you know,
yeah.
Drive in the lane, pull up. That's where she's going to get good. You know, if you get to the point where you're not just standing out there shooting the ball, you know, you come get me out here, I'll drive around you and I'll shoot you. I'll get closer and shoot it, you know.
And then Carly Stone.
Carly just got to get her back a gear.
Yeah.
That girl, it goes 100. And she's good at 100.
I tell you what, I don't know. The sky is the limit for that
Absolutely.
Girl.
Absolutely.
I mean, yeah. Defensively, there can't be five better defensive players are in this area than her.
She's a tough defender, and she's actually showed me that she's a pretty good rebounder.
She's got long arms.
Yeah, she's getting a lot of boards. You know, supposedly being your point guard out there, you wouldn't think she'd rebound as much. But if you remember our 99 team, Scotty Dilworth was a rebounding machine, too. He knew where that ball was going all the time.
Yep.
And I think Carly's got a little bit of that, too.
Yeah, there's some players that when that ball leaves that shooter's hand, whether it's your hand or somebody on your team or the other team, you know where that ball's going, and you go get there. And Scotty was really good at it. Kevin Dilworth was
those guys
by far the best I've ever seen, because he was 5'11", 6 foot. And on our state team in the 2 years after that and at college, he was the second leading rebounder on every team he played on, including Defiance College. And he's 6 foot tall playing in college and the second leading rebounder because he always knew where the ball was going to go, and it never came out of his hand once it got in.
Pretty good.
And Scotty was exactly the same way.
Has Kaya Wendell ever shot a three-pointer that wasn't in the corner?
She likes that dead corner.
She likes that dead corner. She has shot a few out front,
no,
but not
never,
very many.
Never shot one.
Part of it's
she
because
don't like it up top.
Well, she never shot one.
Part of it's
her mom's listening. I guarantee she's listening.
Yeah. Part of it's because that isn't where she usually doesn't play out front. She's usually playing in the corner. But
she's another one. I'd like to get a little bit more aggressive because she hit that three in the Knoxville game, drilled it, and then she came right. We came down and shot it right the same corner, exact same shot, didn't take it.
I'm like,
No. You got to shoot that again.
Yeah,
don't even think twice about it. Crank that baby.
Coach Patch will never yell at you for taking a shot like that. He won't. I mean,
if you're up three with 30 seconds to go, maybe, but other than that is.
Yeah, but even then, he don't.
Yeah.
It's not his.
Well, and our fans like that. We like aggressive.
Yeah.
Offensive and defensive. And we come to expect it, and we do pretty well with it.
So, and then we got to talk about Whitney Will, who is the I don't know, man. I just.
She's going to be hard to stop.
Yeah. She's just a good player. She's good.
Yeah. She can hit the three if we had to.
Yeah.
I mean, she can take it to the rack.
She's done that several times.
She's not flashy.
No.
But I'll take her on my team. She's like the Jason Reister was on our football team.
Yeah. She's a workhorse.
She can play up for my team any day of the week.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That's for sure.
And she just turned 18. We gave her a shot on her birthday Saturday night. Turned 18 on Sunday. So
good deal.
Happy birthday to Whit.
Yep.
Let's take a break. We'll come back. We got all these girls' stats we're going to read off, and then we're going to turn our attention to the swim team and the boys' team. And we got a lot to talk about here for Kevin.
Bubba and Fee right after this.
The Feed and Animal Division of Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio has an array of employment opportunities available. We are looking for eager, dedicated, and skilled individuals to join our team. A list of employment opportunities can be found online at cooperfarms.com or by calling 419-375-4116. Cooper Farms is more than a workplace and offers a wonderful benefits package, including a free on-site medical facility, a monthly gain-sharing bonus program, paid time off, and much, much more. Contact us today about joining our team.
Hastings Auto Sales, south of the stoplight in downtown Fort Recovery, specializes in clean, low-mileage used vehicles like this one. The 2014 Chrysler Town & Country with the Touring L package. It's white with gray leather interior, dual power seats, navigation system, remote starter, and lots more. It has 18,000 miles, and it's priced at only $23,800. Hastings is open weekdays from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays from 7:30 a.m. until 1 p.m. And Hastings is now open on Tuesday evening until 8. Hastings Auto Sales, 375-4617.
Stop in at Tin Man's on Friday and Saturday nights for our great dinner specials. Get our all-you-can-eat chicken dinner for only $6.95. Try our famous 12-ounce New York strip steak dinner for only $12.95. Add a little zest and try your steak blackened. Both come with a jumbo baked potato and large salad bar. You don't have to drive out of town to get a great meal at a great price. Just stop in at Tin Man's in downtown Fort Recovery for our New York strip steak or all-you-can-eat chicken dinners on Friday and Saturday nights from 5 to 9 p.m.
Here are the sports broadcasts coming up on Fort Recovery Radio this week. It's Delphi St. John Week, with the girls hosting the Lady Blue Jays on Thursday and the boys traveling to Delphus on Friday. Both nights are 6 p.m. starts for the JV games, and Fort Recovery Radio's broadcast team will bring you both the JV and varsity games both nights. Then on Saturday, the boys will head west to take on the Jay County Patriots. We'll be simulcasting WPGW's coverage of both the JV and varsity games, with the JV game starting at 6. Three big games coming up this week. The girls host Delphus St. John on Thursday. The boys will play at Delphus on Friday. And then the boys will play at Jay County on Saturday. Get to these games if you can to support our teams. But if you just can't get to the games in person, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.
Hey, we're back here. Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee. Talking a little girls basketball here, Fort Recovery style. I got some stats here. Our JV team now, Bobby, is 2-2 on the year. Is that correct?
2-2, and you know what? I don't mind watching them girls play.
No. Actually, no, I'm with you. I thought that might be, because they're kind of thin. They ain't ever, a whole lot of them either, but not bad. Not bad at all.
They got a couple kids there that... I mean, first of all, you got Livy Patch, who I think she had 12 or 14 the other night. And she's only going to get better.
Yes, absolutely.
Because she just got to get stronger.
More playing time, the stronger she'll get. Yeah.
Well, she was kind of not even moving around, what was that, 2 weeks ago, three weeks ago? That takes a toll on you. I don't care who you are. That if you're not able to get up and move around, that takes a toll. So,
and when you look at that, and something like that, and then you play when she has to play all them minutes, that's got to be tough. Yeah. Having seven kids or six kids hurts a Livy.
Yeah.
Because she needs a little break, and we just can't give it to her. Yep. So, why don't you read the stats off of Jay County, and then we'll talk a little bit about our girls.
Let's see where we're at here. I got to find where I'm at. We got
right now. Rocker's having a heart attack.
Rocker doesn't like the slow time.
Yeah, Bill would already have five sentences in.
Can you read it?
Yeah, I got it. I figured it out here. We got Leah Jenkins. I'll just go down to points schedule here first.
There you go,
Leah Jenkins. She had 2 points.
She plays Jason hard.
Day, she does play hard.
She does play hard.
She's one of those players that if she scores points, that's a bonus.
Yeah.
She just plays.
I agree.
She does a great job.
Yep. She had 3 rebounds. And Macy Day had, let's see what she had, 3 points.
Macy Day is a hell of a player.
She's got a great shot. Good rotation.
I had no idea.
And she's not afraid to shoot it.
Now, she'll crank it.
Was that the game? She had one recently that was where her shooting percentage wasn't very good. But I don't care.
No, I agree with you.
I have no problem with cranking it.
Because you can tell by her shot, a lot of those are going to go in. If she has a night where they don't go in, don't worry about it.
Right. Just next game. Go on. Chloe Showalter looked like against them. She had 6 points.
Chloe's
tough. I like her too. Nice player.
Yeah, boy, she made some threes the first couple of games.
Yeah,
pretty good. She's pretty good.
Brooke Collig played a little bit. Probably not much. I would say she probably had 3 quarters.
What class is Chloe Showalter in?
Freshman.
That's what I was thinking.
Freshman. Macy Day is freshman.
Yeah,
that's pretty good.
Freshman class is good.
Well, I agree.
I mean, if you look, you go down the line here, there's 4 or 5 to 6 girls that are.
And then you
good.
Put that eighth grade class with it.
Yeah, they're going to be really good.
Yep.
Let's see. Showalter had 6.
It's Macy Day, by the way. It's not Macy Gray.
Oh, did you say Macy Gray?
No, Bill said we. Bill's don't even.
I heard Macy Day.
Thank you.
Bill's an idiot.
Yeah, I wish you wasn't even listening.
Brooke Collig had 3, and Libby Patch with a deuce. 5 points for Val Mollenkamp, and Lydia Winning didn't score, but she looked like she had She had about 4 or 5 rebounds, too. So
she's a tough old bird, too.
Oh, I like her. Oh, man, yeah. I like watching her play.
She can't shoot a lick. She's just like Wes. That's the damnedest thing I ever seen.
Yeah, they're identical.
Yeah.
Good players.
Yep.
Except she's a lot prettier.
Yeah. Oh, she might be a little prettier than that.
And Wes might be listening, but Wes, I would say give your sister some shooting lessons.
It wouldn't help. It might make her worse.
Wes can't. No. Hire somebody, Wes. Yeah. You got a lot of friends.
There's
got
to be somebody else.
But, man, she is an athlete.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Oh, man. I, as soon as she hit the floor, I thought, I didn't realize there was a sister there. I thought, oh, I know who that is.
Yeah. No easy to see.
Yeah. Pretty no doubter.
And then our girls' JV took a loss against Jay County, and they fall to 2-2.
It was a 31-21 final score, looks like.
I believe that's right. Yeah. Looks somewhere like there.
It. Yep.
They had a Sam Twigg had 13 against
him. Sammy Twigg.
Sammy Twigg.
That's a pretty good name.
That ain't bad.
But what does that say? What grade she was in?
Nope.
Yeah, I was thinking she's been around a while, but that might have been a sister.
Twiggy.
Yep.
Yep. Nope.
I like our teams. Our kids play hard, and that's what I go to see.
Well, it's fun.
I love to see them win, not even more. But if they're playing hard, that's enough for me.
Yep.
That's good.
So. Brian Patch has 199 career wins.
199.
And tomorrow night, he is going for career win number 200 against Delvis St. John's, a team that I really like our chances of beating. Now, a reminder, folks, that there is only two quarters of JV.
Yep.
So instead of that varsity game, is going to get started about 7 o'clock instead of 7:30. So reminder, get your butts up there. Don't miss out on that varsity game. And then Coach Patch going for 200. And
that'd be neat. That'd be special for him.
When you think about that, you know, Al Souter won 191.
Yep.
Diane McClung won 221.
Yep.
Patch just won 200. First of all, he ain't that old.
Yep. Right. You're right.
And second of all, you know, he's been here 13 or 14 years. That's a pretty good winning percentage.
That's not bad. That's pretty good. That is really good. And he's had some really good players, but he's also had some years when it was down a little bit, too. Yeah. And he still kept those the win numbers up those years.
Yep. I'd say he's been here that many years. I would say he's had 2 losing, not 500 seasons, maybe 1.
That's a good. I think he's had. I would say he's had 2, but that'd be interesting.
I'd say if we did have 1 or 2 or 3,
it was 9-11.
We were really close to 50-50. So
yeah, they were close.
Yeah, because we haven't really had too many dominating 18-4s, 18-3 teams. No. So no. When you look at his wins, he's got to win.
Yeah,
he's pretty close to that mark.
Yep.
And,
yeah.
Congratulations, Coach Patch. And
have to average about 15 for that.
Get another 100.
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly right. I wonder who that is. If our phones both go off and you hear 2 dings, you know who it is.
Does that mean it's Bill Stugler saying dumb stuff?
Yep.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Much. I thought. No, I'm going to have to.
Don't want to save that for morning.
Yeah. Yeah. He needs to save that for the morning. Yeah, of course, I think he has plenty.
Yeah. It's good stuff.
It's blowing out of him. I just thought of something. Chuck Rohr, if you're listening, can you somehow turn off the show on Bill's phone so he can't listen?
Ta-da!
You're out.
Yeah. Chuck could probably do it, too.
He probably could.
Yeah.
I'd say he probably could.
Speaking of which, how come I can't play the archives on my phone anymore? God, that makes me nuts.
Chuck tried to explain that to me, and it's beyond my understanding, but there's something.
No setups.
Apple keeps doing updates, and updates cause Chuck to have to try to go through and redo stuff, and some of them he just can't overcome or hasn't figured out how to overcome.
Him,
and, you know, it's kind of a, you know, you get an iPhone, everything all works, and all of a sudden you do updates, and a number of things don't work anymore, and some of them you can't make them come back.
No.
Now, I know a lot of people with iPhones that don't have any trouble at all.
Yeah, Bill's works.
Yeah.
Bill can listen to archives?
Yeah.
Archives?
Now, are you going off of the Fort Recovery Radio app?
Yeah.
Or are you going to Fort Recovery? If you go, Chuck said on one of them, if you go to FortRecoveryRadio.com.
Is that right?
Then you can get into the archives.
Well, then I'll need to know that because I enjoy listening to the archives.
So supposedly if you go on.
I do not listen to Breakfast with Bill twice a day. I won't do it.
No.
I will kill myself before I do that.
No.
I get to listen to it every day.
You poor soul.
it's a little bit of fun. That boy ain't screwed in right.
Well, his partner ain't either. Rocker's an idiot, too. So they fit perfect together.
Yep.
Yeah. So, once again, Fee, we talk about Coach Patch and getting win number 200 tomorrow night. Let's hope the girls win. And then
hopefully get that done.
And then they're off for a while.
Yeah, we're done until after the first year.
Yeah, and I think that's probably something that if Patchy had his say in it, they probably wouldn't happen.
I guarantee he hated that when the boys did that.
That's two weeks off is tough.
Yeah.
Yes. Hard to keep the kids.
Hard to get them back dialed in again.
Interested, yeah. And then to get back into.
Who do we have coming out of the break? Because that'll be big.
With girls?
Yeah.
At St. Mary's on Tuesday, January 3rd.
They're good.
Then Thursday at St. Henry.
Okay, so.
Yeah.
I think there's a Saturday game that week, too. I think they come back at 3.
Saturday is at Van Wert.
Yeah, so that's another terrible.
Win that one, yeah.
And I think that Van Wert, is the same day we play at, the boys play at Lincoln View. Yeah. We usually schedule it that way.
That's a fun little deal.
It's a good day. Yeah. That's a good day.
Yeah, especially with the girls in the morning at Van Wert.
Yep. Frickers?
Frickers. Stop frickers. In Frickers.
That's what we did last
Automatic
time.
Frickers. Yep.
That's right. So the girls, they're 4-0 going into tomorrow night, and hopefully they'll go 5-0 and then enjoy Christmas and New Year's.
Take a break.
And,
take a break.
And come right back at them against a very good St. Mary's team on Tuesday after.
1-0 in the MAC. So that's
absolutely.
That's
I got a thing here that our girls' eighth grade team improved to 4-1. I didn't get any seventh grade stats. I think they're about 2-3, 1-4, something like that. But a girls' eighth grade team beat Devils St. John's last night, 37-21, to improve to 4-1. Hope Wendell led the way with 15. What's the little one girl's name? Kira.
I don't know.
Sounds right.
K-I-E-R-R-A. Kira.
Kira. Probably.
Kira. I don't know.
We need to call in.
Kiera Wendell had 15 or 12. Brenna Homan with 5. Allie Vaughn 3. Paige Fortcamp 2. And that's another really nice class.
Nice class there, too. Yeah.
And they're going to win a lot of games this year, too. So congratulations to the girls out there.
Keep it up.
Battling. We're proud of you. And with that being said, it's time to move on to the boys. And the boys opened up Saturday night, or Friday night, against the Duffus Jefferson team that we had talked about. And Googsy was here last Wednesday. And a team fee that we thought, and I thought, that we wouldn't have any trouble with. And I about about jinxed us.
We about did it again.
We did, didn't we? And a team that came out and made every shot they shot the first half. But hats off to Coach Googs, and we never got around with change. Yep. Switched our defenses around a little bit and fine-tuned, and we looked really good second half.
Yeah, I thought the second half we played really good defense. First half, we were kind of figuring out what we were trying to do, I think. And I think they had the perfect first quarter. I mean, they scored like 21 points first quarter and couldn't miss a shot. And the one kid you and I talked about, we didn't think he was that good, and he had 2 threes. And I'm saying they played a little over their head. And, it kind of we had Googs on here, and he talked about, our strategy is going to be the up-tempo.
Kiera.
Kiera.
Kara Wendell, Todd Homan. Thanks, Mr. Todd.
Todd.
Thanks, Todd.
Glad. Loyal listener, Todd Homan.
Oh, Todd's a good guy. Yeah. Good listener.
Yeah, he's a good dude, too.
Yep.
His wife?
He's a little. Hey. She's awesome.
She is?
Yeah.
She's not too bad.
He's a little crazy.
Oh, no.
No. Most women that have kids playing basketball are nuts. Kim Bettinger / Wendell. Love her. Full-blown cuckoo.
She gets excited, too.
Love it.
I love watching parents get fired up.
I do, too.
We got the best seat now.
Yeah, you do get to sit and watch our fans, don't you?
Oh, yeah, you get to watch our fans. They're
awesome. I told Kurt Rammel, get them parents and everybody out of there so we can watch them.
Oh, yeah.
They're behind us now. We can't see them.
Yeah, kind of hide behind us a little bit. Yeah, I don't like that either. I liked it a lot better over there.
Parents go across the way. The coach's family, go ahead and sit back there.
Yep. Yeah.
I can understand that.
Yeah.
I don't want any parents. I want them across the way. I want to see them going berserk.
I'll see Luke Colley chewing on his fingernails.
Oh, yeah.
Lynn screaming, going crazy. I love them parents.
We got to get that. It's going to happen.
Yep.
So, anyway, what are we talking about? Boys?
Boys. Boys.
Yeah, we're talking about Googsy. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought we made some adjustments. I think Chris Penn does a good job on defense. I think he would call out when he wanted them guys to trap, and they always trapped in the right spots. It seems like we got a lot of turnovers second half, and I think we'll be all right.
Googsy just turns his defense over to Brent Benny.
Yep.
And the first half and the first quarter they were making all their threes. But just exactly what you said, they made some adjustments. Next thing you know, they're turning over, they're traveling, they're wearing down a little bit.
Which is what he told us. That's what I was kind of going into there, where he said, our goal is to high tempo, going 100, you know, trying to get a bunch of layups and wear teams out. You know, that kind of is what happened. I mean, fourth quarter, I think they kind of ran out of gas, too.
Hats off to the – I tell you, the eight-man deep and
don't really miss a beat.
No, I agree
we
with
you. We kept saying, you know, should he be in? Yeah, well, he's about as good as the other one.
Yeah, and where I am, you look over and you see somebody sitting there at the table to check in. I think, who are they going to take out? Because everybody's playing well.
Right.
They take them out. The games play a little bit different, but we're still good. Yeah. We're still real. You know, I've every time that there's been a sub, I'm fine with it.
He started the seniors, which I got no problem with that.
Nope.
No,
oh, not at all.
And they all did good. You can just see he's going to have a rotation, and we're going to go 100.
Yep,
and
I agree.
It'll be interesting.
Yeah, because years ago it was a big deal if you weren't the starter or if you were the starter. No, it doesn't make any difference. You're going to play. Everybody's going to play just about the same number of minutes.
Yeah, it'll be interesting when it gets crunch time at the end. Who's going to get that ball? Right. You know, I would think you're going to try to get it to Coxie, but you know, they're going to just drape on him down low, and it'll be interesting to see who wants the ball.
Well, Matt Benn can make that 3-point shot
He can shoot it.
I like when he.
I believe. Did I hear somebody say that last year he shot 45% or something?
I believe that he never takes a bad shot.
No,
he will not take a bad shot. I think he was 3-for-3 the other night.
Yeah, he probably should shoot.
I mean, from the whole game.
Yeah,
shoot. As a matter of fact, I got it here. I'll look at it.
If he doesn't, you don't think it's a good shot, he don't take it.
I don't have a problem with anybody that plays taking an important shot.
We talked a little bit about Micaiah, too. You know, Micaiah's put on a little weight, a little muscle.
Yep.
No, he's fat.
And big. I mean, he's a big boy now. And you can't get to him. I mean, that left hand, he's out away from his body, and you can't get around him. He's a big boy.
Micaiah Cox is a player.
He is a player.
Yeah.
Yes.
And he was good when he was a freshman and sophomore. He's really good.
He's worked hard. You can tell.
Oh, man, yes.
And he's sneaky good. You know, he moves around down there and actually brought the ball up a couple times, too. He handles the ball real well.
He does handle the ball well.
And does a great job.
And he didn't hit his shots from the outside, but he shot more of them.
Yeah.
I don't have any trouble with him shooting it.
No, because
if he steps out and makes a couple jumpers, that's going to open him up inside.
Or even if he just takes a couple of shots, that defense has to step out. And and even if he's still out there, somebody's under there to get a rebound. So
you know who that is.
Ding, ding. Hello, Bill. How are you?
He did make a good statement there.
Uh-oh.
He did. Feed the big man.
Big man inside. Yep. I like it.
We're
on the same wavelength.
They are, and then you got to talk about Marty, and Marty is a hell of a quarterback. But Marty's a hell of a basketball player.
He's a pretty good basketball player too, and he don't lack confidence either.
No, he
kind of wants that ball at the end there too. He might be our guy.
Marty is a good dang player.
Yeah,
he can finish at the rim, and he'll square up and knock down a 15-footer off. Yep. He likes to take a one dribble, pull up, and hit that elbow jumper.
Yep, and he did a good job on the boards. I thought.
Now, did he get? Was he second team All MAC last year?
Yeah,
and he didn't start.
No, right, but
just like this year, everybody plays a lot, so it doesn't matter if you're starting or not.
Yeah, and then Travis Sutter does a nice job. Travis Sutter's about 6'2", 140 pounds, soaking wet, but he does work his tail off.
Oh yeah, God, is he full of energy? Yeah. I loved to watch that kid play.
And then
I was afraid he might not go out this year because you know the cross country.
He was teetering on that. You know, he's the type of kid. If he's wide open, he will knock that three down.
Oh,
he can make that three.
In JVs, he was pouring them in. Anytime you weren't on him.
If you didn't guard him, he'll make a shot.
There's going to be times that, because what happens to our team is we don't have a lot of outside threats. Matt Benn is an outside threat, and we need another guy who can score.
Yeah. Yeah.
So if he knocks him down, that is huge because we'll get him the ball. Yeah. You know, every time when we play good teams, when Coxie has the ball inside, he is going to have three guys on him.
Oh yeah, they're all gonna double down.
So somebody's gonna make that jumper.
Yeah.
Yep.
I agree. And Coxie's the type of kid, he'll shoot it right back out to you and get you that wide open look. And
I agree.
If you can knock it down, it's gonna really make his life better.
Yep, I agree. And then, you know, we'll talk about the other kids while we're, you know, Peyton Judy is gonna turn Googsy's, the little hair he's got gray. He will.
He does do some neat stuff. The one finish he had down at the one end was NBA. I mean, it was fantastic.
Peyton Judy has a chance to be a very special player.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
You know, and he think about him, you just don't know. You don't know what you're going to get.
Yeah.
He threw a no-look pass the other night.
Yep.
And I'm sure Gucci's like, I think I want to kill him.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, man, the kid has skills.
He's got skills. Yes. Yeah.
And he's
big. Big, long, lanky. Them are hard kids to guard.
And another thing is he is a hell of a free throw shooter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, Matt Ben, Cox, Marty, them guys can shoot free throws.
End of the game. And you hang on to it.
That's right. I like our team. Now, it's early. We played one game, Dallas-Jefferson. They're not that good.
No.
We got a lot of tough games. But I still think we win 15. I do.
Oh, you got a chance of that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And, we got a chance. And our girls might win 18.
I might even say 16 since we're playing a 22-game schedule instead of 20.
It's pretty good.
Yep.
And then Jason Reisner, what do you got? I mean, the kid's just Jason Reisner.
Going to be solid. Yep.
Yeah. I mean, he doesn't make mistakes.
No, he don't.
He's everywhere. He's full of energy. He's smart.
He's going to give you 6 points because he's going to get some putbacks and some steals, layups. And
the other night, we were talking about this sitting there at the scores table. Jason Ben is on the baseline and he drives in. Jason Reisner. He drives in a shot that he should have shot. I mean, he could have went in, took one more dribble. He tried to make the pass. He comes over to the bench, and before Guzzi could even say or Benny say, shoot damn ball. He's like, he pointed at him and said, I knew.
I
you know, and,
that, yeah.
And the kid just knows that he just knows he what knows he's supposed to do.
Yep.
He knows his rule.
Yeah, he's one of the kids that some of the most important things he does can't be put on the stat sheet.
Yeah.
He's just always bugging somebody. If you keep, some defensive stats or something, I don't know how you do that, but so he might show up on that. But there's he'll get some rebounds. He won't be a big rebounder. He'll make some points. Some nights he won't make any. He might make 15 the next time if he's the guy that's open.
He'll just be a good player. I mean, he's just a good player.
Yep.
I agree. So let's look over some of the stats here for Dallas Jefferson. This is a varsity game, and we'll talk about JVs after break, but Marty, he had, and I'm like, if he had 12 points, he had, looks like he had, he had 4 rebounds, 12 points, 4 boards, 5 assists, couple block shots, and a steal. That's pretty good over
there. Looking at
Cox, he had, looks like he had 22 points, 10 rebounds. I think he had 12 points the third quarter. You know, he just turned the game around. He couldn't stop him inside. Yeah. And he can finish. And the big country's pretty damn good basketball player.
He is pretty good down there.
And then, you know, we got Matt Ben, we talked about, 3 for 3 from the field. Ryan Braun. And Brawny hit 2 big threes in that second quarter. We're down 14 or 16.
Yeah, they came out and ran over us.
And Brawny, I don't know.
It just seemed like we had a little, what was it, about a 3-minute stretch, and all of a sudden we were right back in the game.
Yeah.
We were within 2 points just like that.
And if I remember right, those 2 3-pointers came basically back to back.
That's right.
Yeah.
I love Ryan Braun. I talked about Paige Jr. and Cade Wendell. Cade's just a good player. He's just solid. Put him in there. You don't have to worry about him doing,
not going to make many mistakes.
He's 8 deep. He'll guard the crap out of you.
Yeah.
Needs his haircut.
I like it.
No. You can't wear your hair like that.
I can't. You're right.
No, you got to get your hair cut.
No.
What?
I like it.
Hippie freak. Dope smoker.
No.
Huh?
No, you sound like my grandmother.
He's got some wild hair.
He got a headband on.
He's got a headband thing. He's got a little do-rag going.
I'm old school.
Okay.
I want my hair above the ears.
Yep, 2 inches.
Yeah. Coach Al's sitting up there having a heart attack watching.
Oh, I guarantee you that's driving him crazy.
Cox has got a beard. What's that? You don't have a full-grown beard. He looks like an Amish out there.
Yeah, so? If you can grow one in high school, get it done.
You in on the beard?
I'm pretty impressed with it.
I'm the old school. I want this.
Clean
I want
shaven.
Clean shaven hair above the ears.
I know.
You in or out?
I'm out.
You're out?
I like whatever they think they like. Up to a point. Now, if they had...
right now, they're all turning off the radio, calling me a prick.
If they had 6 or 8 piercings through their nose and all that kind of stuff, I'd be a little problem with that. But but the haircut is...
Googsy, if you're listening, I want her trimmed up, Bub.
Two fingers above.
Goodsy, if you're listening, I want it just like it is.
Two fingers above. That's what it was, wasn't it?
To be two fingers. Get them up above the ears, boys.
Yeah.
And it bowl cuts.
And they're all saying, well, you, at least they got hair. And that, you know, I understand that.
Yeah.
Yep. Putting it on us.
But anyway, the Indians open up. They're 1-0, and we got a couple tough ones this week. We're going to go to Delvin St. John's on Friday, a team that, you know, a team that we can win. Yep. We can win that game.
Yep.
It'll be tough because it's going to be up there.
It's up in hellhole.
So they got a 6-point lead already. They got a 6-point lead at the back.
Hellhole.
Okay.
Dude, yeah, it's bad.
I hate going up there.
It's just bad.
Well, and I don't think this is an exaggeration, but I've heard it from several players that as soon as they are through praying, the old people in the front row are spouting obscenities at our players.
Oh, yeah.
With the same breath that they just said amen.
Amen.
I said scores table. And then during big games, and I'll never forget this long, is, you know, everybody's like, Fort Recovery, so, you know, and all this stuff. And as soon as that buzzer sounds, it is, let's win.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know, and these old people and they're all 90. I mean, you talk Ross talks about the sweater vesters at UD. These people are that.
They got
And they like to win. And they do win. St. John's wins.
They don't lose there very often.
No, and they take a lot of pride in that. Just like, you know, and when you go up there, you're going to play, you're going to beat them. They ain't going to beat themselves.
You better be ready.
Yep.
And I'm sure Googsy's preaching the crap out of that. Another tough one Saturday. We got to go to Jay County, play a really good Jay County team. 2-3. Throw that out the record. Yeah. That team, the Schlosser kid is a player, and the Hout kid is a tremendous really basketball player.
Yeah, really good player.
I think I remember his name from last year.
He's a Hout kid.
I didn't like him.
Can play college basketball.
Yeah, he's pretty good player.
Ain't no doubt in my mind. And that's going to be a tough game for us to win. And especially coming off, we need to get that one Friday. Then Saturday's all.
It's great.
And they're having a chili supper. Right before the game in the Commons.
You got beans in the chili?
Probably. I didn't ask.
Peppers?
I can't tell you. I'm going to say no.
No?
Yeah,
that's what I said. Not. Well, so 7:30 like in the Commons.
You like peppers?
Yeah.
7:30, game be over.
I mean, 4:30, excuse me. 4:30 to 7.
4:30.
So you like peppers in your chili?
I like everything.
No, I'm out. What about you?
Yeah, I put peppers. I don't put beans in mine. I put mushrooms.
Oh, that's disgusting.
I'll eat them with beans, but I...
Mushroom? Never heard of that one.
Well, yeah, just something I threw in there. I like mushrooms. I put them in instead of beans.
That's terrible.
What I have tonight?
You didn't have chili.
Chili. Well, I can make good chili.
So you farting tonight?
Oh, yeah.
You got some going?
Yeah, we'll get them going.
What do you do? I like chili. I love chili, but I don't like all the junk in it. Everybody said Whitey Vogel had this great chili, you know?
Yep.
I wouldn't eat that stuff.
Pick the beans out and eat it.
No, it ain't the beans and that stuff. Oh. I don't know what puts in it.
That's
I like
stuff.
It.
Flavor, baby.
No, that's
yeah.
That is out.
What you want is water with meat in it.
Red water with meat. I'm in.
Ask your our AD's dad.
Randy, Ricky? Yeah, Rick Ringel.
Grandma. He made the greatest chili ever. He had, like, smoking jalapenos in it or something. We had it at a softball game one time. About killed me. It's unbelievable how good it was. Couldn't stop eating it. It was just burning my mouth to pieces.
Is that right?
Yeah. Couldn't get it any hotter.
Yeah, I'm just not into that. But that's a great deal. Let's go over there and get some chili. And there'll be a lot of Fort Carey people support that because we got nothing else to do.
Well, and it's handy as can be. You park, go in, eat chili, walk in the gym.
Yep, yeah,
that's pretty simple.
I do like that gym. It's a big time atmosphere gym. Yeah.
If they could fill that baby up, that would be a neat atmosphere. Yeah.
But there'll be a big crowd Saturday night.
Yeah, well, Fort Carey is always their best crowd.
Yeah,
I mean, if you ask Bill Hampson, the guy I knew.
Yeah, yep,
always.
Those people will tell you that.
He said, why would we possibly not play Fort Recovery?
And from time to time, their athletic directors will decide they don't want to play us because we don't bring a big enough crowd.
I've heard that a couple of times
over the years.
Bill said that. And he said they don't anywhere that even comes close to us going over there. Other than us, it was a MAC school.
Right.
At the time, they played Coldwater one year. You know, they said that's the only time we've ever had huge crowds like that.
The 50-50 will be a couple $100, and that'll be their biggest of the year. I guarantee
that. Oh yeah, no doubt.
And I'll get 20 worth, so you'll get $3 worth.
No, I'm
winning. You're tired of drum.
I'm winning, baby.
Are you going to win her this year?
Yeah.
You won't go.
I ain't done it. We ain't won in a while.
Are you going Saturday night?
Yep.
You in?
Absolutely.
You going to Dolphins Friday?
Yeah, I'm going.
You going to announce Thursday night?
You betcha.
You left us down Saturday. Calpy did a hell of a job.
Yes. Calpy did.
Calpy did just fine.
Calpe did good.
I heard he was great.
He screwed up a couple times, but...
Yeah, I always do. I don't care.
Yeah, that's right.
I didn't notice it.
You didn't?
No.
There's nothing better.
Not that I remember. Anyway.
Announcing a name and have these parents in the background yelling at them because I'm always announcing their names wrong.
When I was
the away team, I'd never have an idea.
When they first moved the scorer's table down there on the floor, I announced some JV games. The year, I think I only did it 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
The year I did this, I quit. I said, that can't happen anymore. Dave Testers came into the game. And Tony Reisner was in the game, so I announced Dave Kesters as Dave Reisner.
That's not bad. Dave Reisner.
I got a text here from Perry Hall. It says Phil Ford was their athletic director and a great guy. So Perry's a big fan of Phil Ford.
I think he is currently their athletic director, I believe.
He's retired.
Oh.
He is running for school board because his wife was a bookkeeper Saturday night.
Oh,
really?
Yeah, she's colder than a... She is cold. It was freezing down there.
Yeah.
I don't know what the deal is on our gym.
They try to kill us.
Everybody on our basketball team should have pneumonia.
Yeah. It is 12 degrees right there.
Who's running that heater? Kevin Will?
Somebody. Somebody at home's got her going.
I say Matt Hart still has the remote control at his house. Yeah. Freezing us out.
He just keeps putting it down.
Jay County fans was mad at our student section, too. Any idea what that was about?
Well, Adam...
Byron. He's crazy.
Yeah. And he's
all fun.
Yeah. He was mimicking their coach.
Okay.
She came over to them at, what's a halftime maybe?
Yeah.
And said, you shouldn't be doing that. You're making fun of disabled people.
Who's disabled?
Apparently their coach. And after I went over and asked him what they said, I said, what's his disability? And everybody looked. I have no idea. So I watched him. His left leg is either there's something with his left leg, but you have to pay attention. She was accusing them of making fun of that.
Them guys ain't smart enough to know.
No,
Byron kid ain't got
no. We do it every year. We always do it.
Yeah, I think
we always
it's
get
fun.
A coach. Oh, yeah, it's a classic.
And I talked to several of the kids after the game, and they said.
She went back at the end of the game.
Yeah.
She was going back.
Yeah.
Several people said that pay no attention to her. She's crazy at every game. Now, I don't know.
Really?
Have no idea. But she was mad about that.
It's the funniest
And these kids
thing,
had no idea that this guy's disabled. And after the game, I said, did you see what the disability was? No. I said, I noticed it because I'm sitting there looking right at him. But you have to look for it to find it. I mean, there's nobody making fun of a disabled person.
Our kids, Comer's a good guy.
Our kids would never do that.
They would never do that.
But, mess around with them and...
But it's hilarious.
Psych them out a little bit.
Yeah.
Our kids are awesome.
They are. They have fun.
Yep.
And you know, they actually support the girls. That's what I like.
Yes, that's awesome.
Them kids show up for the girls' games. And, and you know how many times you go to the road game and there's nobody there?
Yep.
It's kind of sad.
Playing in front of
eight
people.
Yeah, they had.
Well,
how many students did they have there? I didn't see any.
Perfect example is we go to Walpole this afternoon. There's four kids in Walpole. Kids that wasn't adults at that game.
Wow.
And I'm like, and their scorekeeper was saying, I don't know why they let them act like that. And I'm like, lady, they're not out drinking beer, smoking dope. And
exactly.
They're up here watching this and their fellow friends.
Yeah. And having
a lot
fun.
Of noise.
Yeah. They're
making the game fun for not only themselves, but for us.
Yeah. They can go too far. I understand.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
yeah.
They do.
Yeah.
You know, but.
Sometimes they do. But now, this stuff is classic.
Yeah. This lady did also go and talk to either Mr. Overman or Mr. Firks or both.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know what came of that.
Yeah.
I haven't heard anything, so I'm guessing nothing.
Ferksy and Overman, I'll tell you, boys, I'm liking them. I think they do a great job.
Oh, yeah.
I'm talking about just as far as their personality.
Yeah.
I don't know how they're doing at school. But as far as from what I've seen from them, I'm a fan.
Public good?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Hey, let's take a break. Jesus, it's about 10 till 9.
Yeah, we were going to take a break 10 minutes ago.
We're going to come back and talk JV boys basketball because I want to talk about that.
All right. Let's get into it.
Later.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. The Turbo Max by Great Plains takes vertical tillage to the max. With its hydraulically adjustable gangs and 3 3/4 inch overall blade spacing, Turbo Max levels your seed bed without creating compaction. In the fall, run the machine with gangs at an angle to bury more residue. In the spring, keep the gangs straight to create a level, vertically tilled seed bed that is perfect for planting. Call K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery today and see what Turbo Max can do for you.
Is Christmas about buying a tree and hanging lights that glow, sending out cards to the people you know? Is it a chubby old man in a suit that's red saying, ho, ho, ho? Is it mom in the kitchen cooking turkey and ham? Fort Recovery Insurance Agency and Ohio Mutual asked me to remind you it's all of these things. And most importantly, it's the birthday of a very special little baby boy. Keep Christ in Christmas. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency at 888-375-4181 wishes you a Merry Christmas.
Howdy, I'm an elf. Not from the North Pole, but an Ohio elf. I'm part of the elf team at Nature's Green. We'll come to your house, business, or commercial venue and turn it into a winter wonderland, a Christmas kingdom, a holiday hangout, inside and outside. Please book early if you want the best selection for your project. If you can imagine it, Steve and the Ohio elves can create it in any color and theme. But Steve needs to order from the warehouses early. Visit naturesgreen.com. Now I gotta put glitter on some Buckeyes.
Here are the sports broadcasts coming up on Fort Recovery Radio this week. It's Delphi St. John Week, with the girls hosting the Lady Blue Jays on Thursday and the boys traveling to Delphus on Friday. Both nights are 6 p.m. starts for the JV games, and Fort Recovery Radio's broadcast team will bring you both the JV and varsity games both nights. Then on Saturday, the boys will head west to take on the Jay County Patriots. We'll be simulcasting WPGW's coverage of both the JV and varsity games, with the JV game starting at 6. Three big games coming up this week. The girls host Delphus St. John on Thursday. The boys will play at Delphus on Friday. And then the boys will play at Jay County on Saturday. Get to these games if you can to support our teams. But if you just can't get to the games in person, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
We're going to get drunk, too.
Frosty the Snowman was a jolly, happy soul. With a corn
is that Burl Ives?
No.
And two eyes made out of coal.
Cowboy.
Frosty the Snowman.
Talk to me.
The baseball team was it? No. Gene Autry.
Gene Autry. Oh, that's right. California Angels.
Yep. I was going to say
been the some Oakland A's, magic but, yeah. In that old silk hat they found.
This is going next week.
When they placed it on his head, he began to dance around.
Sophie, talk about next week. We are having our Christmas show.
Yes.
We're combining Breakfast with Bill.
Breakfast with Bill.
So it'll be Bill Love and Rocker.
Sports.
Insight. With Jack and McSpence and Chuck, and we're going to have a hell of a party up here next Wednesday.
Yep.
Dancing girls.
We're going to have Christmas carolers come in. We're going to raise some money for a needy family here in town, and we're going to have a hell of a show for you folks.
It's going to be fun.
That's next Wednesday, and Neil will be promoting it. We're going to promote it this week and come up, finish our ideas of what we got. But next Wednesday will be Christmas Fort Recovery Radio style.
Yes, sir.
And, well, do we want to start at, we didn't talk about this, we'll start at 7 with the Insight stuff and just go?
We're going from 7 on, and,
yep, okay.
And there's probably going to be some alcohol involved, some eggnog.
Cheer. Christmas cheer.
Christmas cheer, Fort Recovery Radio style, yep. And it'll be one for the record books, and we will record that show.
Yeah.
It'll be a fun one.
Yeah. Because that is going to be an all-timer. Nobody else might like it, but the guys are going to have a ride.
Sometimes we're only doing these for our own entertainment.
Yeah, we kind of like to entertain ourselves.
I'm thinking a lot of times a breakfast show is that.
Yeah.
Just doing it for our own entertainment.
Yeah.
Especially since Bill and I are the only ones that can see Rocker's face.
Yeah.
That is unbelievable.
So we talked about the girls. We talked about the boys. Varsity. Let's talk a little bit about our boys, JV. And Coach Patch said that we talked a little bit about Jay County, and he sent me a text that said, the Hawk boy is 250 points away from being the all-time leading scorer in Jay County history.
Really?
Yeah. So he's a good player.
That's pretty impressive.
They've got some nice players come out there.
They've had some good players.
Now, trivia question. Who would be their all-time leading scorer? I don't know this. I would say Billy Hardwick, but I don't know.
Billy Hardwick?
Tony Overton was before it was Portland, wasn't he, or was he Jay County?
I think Tony was Jay County, wasn't he, Jay County?
And I don't know if that he was the scoring machine. Ooh. He was the probably
that didn't take long to get an answer.
Great player. Yeah, I'd say he probably has that.
No, he hasn't got it.
Nope. He got it.
I know I don't, but
it might be. It could be somebody older too.
The all-time, not sure exactly who it is. but it ain't Tony, he said. Ooh. So it's not Tony, but the all-time leading scorer in Jay County history, if you're listening, give us 419-516-0702. Skype line's working if you want to call in.
Finally.
Call
Chuck,
in.
Chuck finally got our other computer going. We had all kinds of...
We should have...
He got it up and going, but a whole bunch of updates had to be done over the last
week. What are you guys looking at? You keep looking over there on that wall. I think.
Well, I'm just
looking at the phone.
Just seeing who's at the stoplight. Just watching the traffic.
Patchy says Dan Farrell could be.
Ooh, Danny Farrell. Good pitcher.
Perry Hall says Brock McFarlane.
Brock McFarlane.
How about that Comer kid?
He was on a movie.
Yeah. How about...
Wasn't there a Comer kid who was a good player?
What about Farrell? Yogi Farrell?
Yogi Farrell.
I don't think he played...
How about Yogi Bear?
I don't think he played at Jay County. He just played at IU.
Williams kid. That's Bill.
Heath.
I don't think he's...
Brock McGarland, Patch says. Who is Brock McGarland?
McGarland.
Bill says, I'm guessing Williams kid. Bill don't know. Bill don't have no clue.
No.
Heath scored a whole bunch of points against us, but he wasn't a big scorer.
Yeah.
He's about 5'6".
How about Patch's brother-in-law, Matt?
Brock McFarlane is the correct answer, Brian Patch says. So Perry Hall. Ding, ding, ding. Perry Hall in Atlanta. Hall had a thing on Facebook this week. Says he's homesick. He says, is there a pill that a guy can take for homesick?
Hey, FR Radio, Wednesday night.
That's what I told him. And he goes, I listen every Wednesday. Perry Hall, I love Perry Hall. He is our most loyal listener.
Yeah. He is. He loves us.
I don't know if Ivan listens or not, does he?
I think so.
Does he?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Ivan never met.
Ivan is Bill's biggest fan. He's not their biggest fan, but he listens to Rocker.
And Bill.
Yeah.
But you know why he does that? So he can correct them. No, he has to correct them a lot.
Does he?
He has to correct us a lot. Yeah. He helps us out. We got several people like that help us a lot.
Yeah. Brock McFarlane is Jay County's all-time.
Brock McFarlane. How old was that?
Brock broke Dan Farrell's record, Brian Patch.
Dan Farrell was probably...
I played cards with Dan Farrell
15 years ago, maybe? 20 years ago?
Yeah. Dan Farrell's wife is top-notch.
Top-notch.
She's a card player.
Is she?
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. Anyway. That's interesting.
Interesting.
Crickets.
Cricket.
Chirp, chirp, chirp. So let's talk a little bit about our boys' JV team. We had no idea what we was going to have. All I know is...
There's the greatest.
Sorry. Somebody said Will Holman was going to play. And I thought, Will Holman is playing basketball.
Awesome.
Will Holman is...
Oh, man.
I mean, he's perfect for... He's 400 mile an hour.
Yep.
Yes.
Can't shoot a lick, but can make layups.
He can make layups.
I don't care.
No, I agree. And when you look at that boys' JV team, he starts out here. Okay, he starts out all these freshmen and sophomores. And I'm thinking, okay, he's got these juniors. He's got Reese Rogers. He's got Trevor Vaughn. He's got I'm missing one. Talk to me.
Get your screen right.
Yeah, we have way too many pretty good players. It's hard to
Ethan Shane.
Yep.
And they're on the bench. So I'm thinking, well, I don't know because I didn't know what he was doing. Hi. You know who that was?
Looked like Milton Bergman's
wife. That is right. That is exactly right. My old neighbor.
What's that?
Milton Bergman's wife.
Charlene
Bergman.
What, who?
Just walked by.
Oh, okay.
She was a Kaiser.
Yep, she was in my class.
Really?
Yeah.
Was she like the hottest one? Because I think she's a very attractive lady.
Yeah, probably, yes. I'm not going into that thing that Bill tries to get
everybody
in.
Emma Sudoff.
Yep.
Phyllis Brockman.
Yep.
Charlene Kaiser. Who else we got in that group? Is that the three, or do they have more? Ed John Art. Hank.
Yeah. Yep.
Are they six deep?
I can't remember.
Girls are all hot.
Yeah.
And
I'm trying to think of the Kaiser family, though.
Yep.
That's a good old family, boy. We raised turkeys. They raised turkeys back there for years. We lived by them on the Wabash.
Out on
Yep, the mighty Wabash, St. Peter Road.
Mom was an awesome lady.
Oh, my God, yes.
Still is. I mean, she's always been one of my
favorites.
She's
still alive? Benny Schmitz's wife?
Yeah.
Eileen? Really?
Yeah. As far as I know.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Still lives out there? Yeah.
Well, I think so.
I don't see her much, but I don't.
Here you go. Is that right?
Yeah.
She is a good old girl, boy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
So anyway, getting back to the JV team. So Grant Kanapke starts. Grant Kanapke's a freshman. Heard a lot about Grant growing up. Seen him play a couple 8th grade games. Mm-hmm. Good player. Good player. 8th grade, didn't have a lot with him, you know.
Yeah.
And he sure let it fly.
Yeah.
Well, Grant Konapke can play basketball.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Even if he didn't shoot.
Grant Konapke's a nice player. He's matured.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yes.
And I don't know if this has anything to do with it, but he hangs around with Jason Reister, Micaiah Cox.
Coxie, yeah, I've seen that.
Those,
yeah.
You know, that's...
I can't do nothing but help him.
Yeah. No, I agree.
Yeah.
That'll help him.
That's pretty good influence on a kid that probably wouldn't be badly influenced anyway.
Exactly.
But, you know, good work ethic and just go at it and, don't let up.
He's going to play a lot of basketball. He'll be one of them kids that'll be an AAU or all something.
Yeah, he will live and die. He'll be a basketball and golfer.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he doesn't play, play football, so that gives him another...
Yeah.
Grant Konapke is he will be a... I'll put this down.
Okay.
3-year starter for Googs.
Yeah.
He'll start next year as a sophomore, and
he'll be a top 10 scorers list.
You got to keep working at it, buddy. I know he probably don't listen to Fort Carey Radio, but he has a chance to be a good player.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And then the other kids on that team, Clayton Pearson's a junior. Blaine Toby. Never heard of the kid. Don't know nothing about
him. Had no idea who he was.
Never heard of him.
Had to ask
somebody. Saying, who's Blaine Toby? No, I don't know who Blaine Toby is.
Came out there. I still didn't know.
Did he play last year?
I don't know. I don't think.
Maybe he played freshman. I don't know. He wasn't on the JV
team. He had to play
freshman.
He
started.
Yeah.
Yeah, and did great until he got hurt.
And he ain't bad. Yeah.
No. He got hurt, but, I mean, he played very well. I thought, I like this kid.
Yeah.
That's Willie Toby's son.
That's Willie Toby's boy.
That's what they told me.
Willie Toby.
That's unbelievable.
Yep. I still think Willie's 25, so
that
would never register.
Yeah, I agree. And so then we got our sophomores. Okay, so I'm watching Noah Leonard's play. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I've watched Noah Leonard's play sparingly.
I've never seen him play till Friday night.
He may play a minute or two a game. He didn't hardly ever play.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Ain't bad.
Yeah, he went at it, didn't he?
Ain't bad.
He worked his butt off.
Yeah, I agree.
He went right at the...
Hey, he's a sophomore?
Yeah.
He's a sophomore, but...
He may be
could be 6'10".
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And he may be right now a little aggressive on defense, but I'd rather have that because you can pull it back, but if you try to teach it to him and make him more aggressive, that is hard to do. You can
actually, him and Trevor kind of go in back and forth for each other.
Well... Trevor's just, first of all, he's the neatest kid ever. His dad's an idiot, but he is
a neat kid.
He is a neat kid. And Trevor,
shot blocker.
He's got game.
Yes.
Yeah, he knows the game.
Oh, yeah.
Except when he took that shot with a 20 seconds. I bet me, was that, Jeff had me ever.
Oh, yeah.
What did you just do?
We're up, what, 3 or 4?
3.
He pulls up and shoots a 12-footer.
Next one, I was like, did he just shoot that?
Yeah. That's the old coach's son mentality there. Oh, my God. I knew that. I wish I had 4K radio on that because that would have been a. Trevor shoots it. Dad's going to ground him.
Dad is going to kill him.
Well, actually, it would have been WPGW. He was just the color guy.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah.
I'd say he snapped his pencil there after on that shot. But, you know, you got Trevor, you got Wilhelm, and then, okay, I'm going to talk a little bit. Well, Clayton Pearson, he had a little football rust.
He got knocked rust off. Yeah,
he got knocked a little rust off. Kid's an athlete. Runs over on hour.
His first three shots barely hit the backboard.
No, he didn't hit the rim. He shot
sliding off the backboard.
I will say Clayton Pearson broke the record for most air balls in one half.
He had an exhibition going first half.
Anyway, he didn't even come close.
No. He kept letting her go, though. Well, I love
it. I love it.
I didn't even notice that. I just enjoyed watching him play.
Yeah, I mean,
I didn't even notice he was missing all of his shots. I didn't care.
He wasn't missing. He's missing the rim. Yeah.
No,
he didn't even come close.
No,
I don't even remember that. I just remember watching him play.
You know what the great thing about
it
is? He didn't. He could care less if he did.
He didn't get excited. That,
hey, I'll get it back.
Yeah,
it'll get. And he will.
Yes. Absolutely, it will.
Yes. Yeah,
and that's why I love. And I'm gonna tell you something about this kid right here. Okay, I'm gonna tell you something about Ethan Shane. Is a flat out the hardest working kid I ever seen.
He plays hard. I like him too.
He's the hardest working kid that's ever played basketball in our gym.
He probably had 10 rebounds.
Let me look. He had 10 rebounds.
Yeah. I mean, he just works hard getting them boards and I mean, he doesn't take any bad shots. He'll just do what he's supposed to. And
he almost didn't play.
Right, and they kept saying he wasn't going to play. That would have been a big loss.
He'll start next year if he plays basketball.
Yeah. I agree
with you. I'm just telling you right now.
Yeah.
I know he loves football, and I know he's going to be a hell of a senior.
Brent. Great leader for them. But
big guy.
He can help the basketball team out.
Your work ethic, second to none.
Yep, huge.
I just hope he sticks with it because...
Yep, we can use him.
Absolutely. And then Reese Rogers is the most... His stroke...
He can hit it.
...is picture perfect.
Yes.
Yep.
I can watch that kid shoot the basketball 20 times. I mean, I don't care what it... But... And he knocked it down at the end.
Yep.
And the thing about that is that you see how good a shooter he is. You see, Spencey, how good a shooter he is. And the kid's not. Because at the end of that game, we are down one or two.
Yep. Down two.
Get they all know Reese has got to shoot it. Because Reese Rogers is
he's gonna
a shooter.
He's going to make the shot.
Yep.
He ain't scared to shoot it. He knows that he's a shooter.
Yep.
And Sean Collin, hats off to Sean, who got his first win as a JV basketball coach.
Get the ball to him.
Get him the shot.
Yep.
You know, and I think Reese was like 1 for 6 going into that, by God, he knocked her down, and the JVs get a win over Dolphus Jefferson, and they were excited, and I love that.
It was a fun one, it's fun for them.
I love that, and the Googs and Sean, and they're 1-0, and like we talked about, we're going up to the Vatican, and let's go up there and have some fun Friday night, boys, and there's Jesus.
Is that Bill?
Yeah, what's he doing? It's like he's stalking us.
Yeah, he is. I think he is.
Go home. That's a little creepy.
It kind of is. Especially when he drove by real slow.
Yeah.
Can't really see out here to see.
I'm a little freaked out right now. Yeah. So anyway, that is Fort Recovery Indian basketball in a nutshell. And
good start.
Good start to the boys and girls. And we knew we was going to have a good season this year, folks.
We're going to have a lot of fun.
Get your butts up there and watch them.
Yeah,
because what else are you going to do? It's cheapest entertainment you can possibly get. Yep.
Yes.
They love the support of our kids. And I thought Friday night we had a nice crowd. I thought Saturday night we had a nice crowd. Yep. But we can do better.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yep. We can do better. Yep. And let's get up there. I know everybody's got a lot of Christmas parties and stuff. But
boys also. Now, they play Friday, Saturday, and are they done for a while, too? Or
they come, we got next Tuesday.
Game. Yeah.
At South Adams, or is it here? Let me look here.
It's like the 30th, ain't it? Thursday?
Yeah, it's South Adams here, Tuesday.
Tuesday, okay.
Tuesday the 20th here. South Adams is here.
Okay.
I thought we played on the 30th, too.
Let me look here, Rick. Yep. There's Ansonia the 30th.
Okay, so.
That's a Friday. Yep.
That's a Friday. Okay, good. So that's perfect. So
he's got a couple in there. That's good.
Googsy's got to love that schedule. I think South Adams pretty good.
Are they?
Yep, they were decent last year.
They beat us, or did we get them?
I think we got them.
I think we got them.
They had some good players.
Yeah, so.
They're not going to beat us, but they're going to be good.
I like your thought. I like your thinking.
Yep.
Let's take a break. We're going to talk swim.
Swim team.
This is not a lot we know about. We know a lot about our swim team.
Yeah, we're solid swim guys.
Let's come back right after this. Bubba and Fee.
Yep.
Running short on time and need to get supper fast? Or maybe you just don't feel like messing up the kitchen. Call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 for some great food without the hassle. Great sandwiches, wings, subs, pizza. What's your favorite? Just call them and they'll fix it for you. And don't forget to call them if you're looking for a place for your Christmas party, or you can order your wings and pizza ahead of time for a holiday get-together at your place. Miracle Lanes, 375-4274.
Stop in at Tin Man's on Friday and Saturday nights for our great dinner specials. Get our all-you-can-eat chicken dinner for only $6.95. Try our famous 12-ounce New York strip steak dinner for only $12.95. Add a little zest and try your steak blackened. Both come with a jumbo baked potato and large salad bar. You don't have to drive out of town to get a great meal at a great price. Just stop in at Tin Man's in downtown Fort Recovery for our New York strip steak or all-you-can-eat chicken dinners on Friday and Saturday nights from 5 to 9 p.m.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Simplicity Snow Throwers can handle anything winter can dish out, and K&L Tractor has them on sale. Tough and powerful. They carry the quality and craftsmanship that is synonymous with simplicity. It is no better time to buy. With prices starting as low as $449 and special financing available, you'll be ready to take on whatever winter has to bring. Simplicity Snow Throwers, now on sale, K&L Tractor, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Oh,
Friends of the Fort Recovery Library will once again be hosting their annual Fort Festival of Trees display at the library now through December 31st. Many beautifully decorated Christmas trees and wreaths will be on display and open to the public during regular library hours. Join the many families who have made an annual tradition of visiting the library to view this wonderful display of trees and wreaths that have been decorated by local businesses, families, and organizations, and vote for your favorite. Be sure to stop by your library for the Fort Festival of Trees, going on now through the end of the year. What are you doing New Year's Eve? How about the New Year's Eve dance and auction at the Fort Recovery Legion to benefit the Center for Neurological Development? It's going to be a big party from 8 p.m. to 1 a.m. with snacks provided all night, a cash bar, and sausage, sauerkraut, and mashed potatoes served at 11. Adrian Gruby will be the auctioneer, and the auction will begin at 9 o'clock and features a number of very nice items donated by local businesses. There will also be door prizes given away throughout the evening, along with a 50-50 drawing. Tickets are available at the center and at Tin Cupboard and Amy Wendell Family Health and are only $25 per person. You can help support the Center for Neurological Development and have a great New Year's Eve party. Make your plans and get your tickets now at the Tin Cupboard, Amy Wendell Family Health, or at the Center for Neurological Development in Burkittsville for the big New Year's Eve party in Austin.
Sings this.
You'll figure it out in a second. It's a duet.
Okay.
Here comes the guy.
Gone away. Tony Bennett?
Yes, Tony Bennett, no doubt.
And Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga?
Yeah.
I've heard of that one.
She has a very good voice.
She does.
She's just weird.
She does have a great voice.
Yeah.
I got a text from Jeff Vaughn saying that he's proud of his son's shot there at the end. No problem with it.
Just like his dad. Yep. He never seen a shot in one take.
He said,
nothing wrong with that.
My son cannot take bad shots. Well, maybe that ain't what he texted.
Maybe
but he might have said something about that. Might have been
most
the worst
of
the, shot ever.
Most of those words were in his text.
Exactly.
Yeah, shot was in there.
I just redid it a little bit.
Yeah.
But, hey, we're back here, Bubba and Fee, 9:15 on a Wednesday night. A cold, chilly Wednesday.
This good
weather for the garage?
Yeah, garage is busy. Yep.
You got somebody sitting real close to you for 300 today.
Yeah, stupid cars are breaking. I love it.
Alternator.
Yep.
Not an alternator.
Happens.
I could have went to the junkyard and got a cheap one, but then
it didn't break again.
Just go up there, get the sucker fixed, don't have to worry about it.
Be done.
Be on the rest of that vehicle.
Yep.
Still, God, 300 bills.
Killer.
Christmas time.
He doesn't.
Ouch. Sorry, Sam, Carla, if you're listening out there, we just toned her back
a little. Uncle Fee gets your Christmas.
Yeah, Uncle Fee is taking Christmas.
It's a Grinch.
Yeah, that's right. And selling any vehicles?
A little here and there.
All right, we hanging in there?
Yeah, we're hanging in there.
If you want a car, what's your number up there?
Come get me.
419-375-4617.
That is correct. Hastings Auto Sales.
Yep.
A huge supporter of Fort Recovery Athletics.
Yep.
Yep.
And 419-852-9201 if you want to call in and shoot me a text.
A little Hastings shopping online, hastingsauto.com.
You.com?
Got 10 or 15 pictures of every car.
Yep. Really?
Take a look at them.
Yep.
Come see me. I'll make you a deal.
All right, so I wasn't going to bring this up, but I'm going to, okay?
Okay, what we got?
A supporter of Fort Recovery Radio and a supporter of a sponsor on Fort Recovery Radio is Jared Stallman and Corey Gerlach. And everybody knows that Jared was an incident out the bowling alley last week. And I talked to Jared tonight, and he has surgery next Friday.
Next week.
He's got some broken bones in his face, his eye socket. He's going to have his jaw wired shut here for a while. But he's doing all right. And he wants to just, thank everybody for, checking up on him. And that's just a bad deal all the way around.
Yeah, bad deal.
Thoughts and prayers.
Absolutely. That thing all works out and I feel bad for him.
We're talking about you.
I know a lot of people have asked me about it. I talked to him quite a while tonight. He's hanging in there. So him and Val is going to go out to eat tonight and get some good food in him before he gets the old wire on his old jaw. But Yeah, so shout out to my good friend Jared, and there, a lot of friends out there, a lot of people caring about old Jared. So.
You betcha.
But in the meantime, Corey's got her under control out there, Corey and Heine, and you know, don't get out there and see him. And
Matt'll help any way you can.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's right.
He's, well, of course, they don't make very many decisions without consulting Matt. He worked out there for 7 years, I think.
Matt's a great guy.
Oh, yeah.
So me and Fee talked about, we didn't have a guest tonight, and I said, well, let's get Mindy Bupp in here because, well, Mindy couldn't make it. She had a meeting at Rockford tonight, and
probably just made that up so she wouldn't have to talk to you.
Mindy likes coming up and bullcrap and drinking a couple beers.
She's good at it.
Yeah, I love talking to Mindy about it.
She's really good at it.
She's pretty good. She loves swimming.
Mm-hmm.
And
she does a hell of a job.
Look at her numbers.
She does a hell of a job.
Yeah, she picked up 18 boys this year, whatever it was. It's crazy.
Me, you, Fee, most of the people, when they look at athletics, you want to win, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I was a golf coach for 11 years, and wins didn't matter, nothing.
Nope.
We had a lot of kids play golf, you know?
Yep.
And that's a good deal because it gets kids involved.
Yep.
This swim thing is a great deal because it keeps kids involved. And it's a great exercise. And
it's a huge commitment.
It is.
Yeah, it is. Some guys get up early in the morning.
I get up at 4:30 in the morning, and I think some of them are up before I am.
Yeah, and what's neat is they're actually having some success. Now, we've had the Stone Girls, and we've had some good swimmers in the past.
Yep.
We got some good teams right now, and the Indians had a try match Saturday, and I can't find my glasses, so you got them?
Nope.
God dang it.
Yeah, they.
Anyway.
We're blind.
Yeah, I'm blind. I can read it. I got enough. Fort Recovery Girls, Marion Local, and St. Mary's in a three-way meet at the... This was last night, and it was, I think... I'm not sure where it was held at, but the Indians win. The girls win.
All
Marion
right.
Local second. And then Fort Recovery beat St. Mary's. And looking at the winners on the girls, Sophie Timmerman wins the 200 free and 100 breast. Alexis Bupp wins the 200 intermediate and 100 free. Cassie Martin wins a 50 free and a 500 free. Faith Hall wins 100 fly. The 200 meter relay team of Martin Timmerman Hall and Kelsey Judy was victorious. 200 free relay of Rachel Atchison, Maddie Grover, Timmerman, and Buppy. They were winners. And the 400 free, Atchison, Hall, Bupp, and Martin. And they also won. Congratulations to the girls team on their big win. And then we look at the boys' side, Nathan Toby. Nathan wins the 200 intermediate. Harrison Calby wins the 50 free and the 100 free, and he was just a couple tenths from breaking his record.
Really?
The school record. By the end of the year,
who was the first one? Nathan Toby?
Nathan Nolan. Nolan Toby.
Oh, okay.
That'd probably Sean and Chris.
Yeah, Nolan.
I think I might have said Nathan, didn't I?
Yeah, I think you did.
Sorry about that. Nolan, congratulations on winning the 200 intermediate. Oh, and Sheridan wins the 100 fly. The 200 medley relay with Josh Gonzalez, Toby, Sheridan, and Kalp victorious. The 200 free, Toby, Robbie Lefevre, Sheridan, and Kalp victorious. 400 free, Sheridan, Matt Keese, Gonzalez, and Lefevre.
Matt Keese.
Ain't that neat?
Players there. I kind of like
and,
he's a tank.
He is a tank, and he's also a swimmer.
But he's got
so the Indians.
I love
the boys also win. They beat Marion Local and they beat St. Mary's, and hats off to our swim team. And Mindy says, "What a tremendous team effort and great swims by all."
She's got to be fired up.
Got to be excited. Oh. Hats off to the swimmers.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That's really neat. And Fee, we're going to have to go. We got a problem.
What we got?
Calpe is real close to breaking Perry Hall's record.
Ooh, Perry.
Ooh. And Calpe says, or Perry Hall says, it ain't happening. He's going to do something to Harrison to make it so it don't sabotage your pool or something like that. Perry, it's sometimes records are made to be broken.
They gotta be broken. Yep.
But we're still thinking about Perry. You coming home for the holidays or not, big fella?
Oh, he's got to be.
Absolutely. And once again, our big Christmas show is next Wednesday night. And
it's
going to be a dandy.
We would love to have Perry Hall back around here. But from what I can tell from his sketching, his cartoon animation talents.
He's talented.
Wow.
Yeah, he's neat.
Reminds me of me.
Really? Yeah, you are a good writer.
I could really draw.
Yeah. You can draw flies.
You can. But you know what? Congrats to Perry. I'm sowing his own oats out there.
And that's a big step for the band.
Absolutely.
Huge step, and he's young.
Yeah.
Yep.
Man.
And Perry loves Fort Recovery. Perry will be back to Fort Recovery. And even if he ain't making his hometown, this will always be home to Perry Hall.
Well, here's what I'm pretty sure is going to happen. In about 10 years, he's going to be able to write his own ticket.
Okay.
And we'll be watching cartoons about Fort Recovery on TV written by Perry Hall.
I'm in.
I like it.
Yeah. There'll be life lessons of how people should live their lives. It'll be an uplifting
How about his
story.
Sketch he made of that was a classic.
and he apparently did it in, what, 15 minutes or something?
Yeah, me, you, and Digger.
You were talking about it, and all of a sudden he sketched it out, and there it was.
That was classic.
Of course, nobody had any feet. I noticed that.
Did you burp?
Nope.
I didn't either. I could.
I'm eating some of these.
Bill's around.
You can hear him.
He's the worst burper of all time. It's the most grossest thing ever.
He does got fire burp.
Yeah, it is. I just don't really like Bill. So anyway, we've talked about Fort Recovery Sports, and let's have a good weekend this weekend and finish out 2016 with a bang, all of our sports teams. And it's fun to watch. And like Feast and Fee and me talk about, and Spencer, get your butts up there and support the kids.
Yeah, nothing funner.
And for the most part, Fort Carey does a great job of support. So,
hey, what are you thinking about the Buckeyes in the playoffs?
We're going to talk about that. First thing we got to talk about, though, is Cleveland Browns.
Oh.
Really? All right, Fee. So we just lost our 13th game in a row, and there's a big thing about a parade that this town of Cleveland is having a parade
for the perfect season
for not winning, and it's really a neat read. I read it in Cleveland.com today, and this guy talks about people are making a big deal, so it's embarrassing to have a parade for it. And this guy wrote a neat article talking about no, it's not embarrassing. It's what it is it's something that, as a Cleveland Browns fan, this is bullcrap to be this bad this long.
Yeah. It is.
You know, in their last 32 games, they're 3-29.
Ooh.
Now you think about that. That's really bad.
That's bad.
I mean, mm-hmm. And it's embarrassing to the ownership. It's embarrassing when you have the cap, the money that they have to spend is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And every owner they've had has always had an open checkbook.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever you guys need.
And
we have that's just got to be
When
bad.
Was our last big free agent signing?
Right. We're just bad.
Who? Who was it?
Nobel come here.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. It is ridiculous. And
as the drafting has just been atrocious. It's unbelievable.
It has. And you know, we talked about the Brownies fee, and me and you are the biggest Browns fans ever, but I see nothing.
No. No.
I don't see a good player. Terrell Pryor acts like a dork.
Yeah.
I love, you know, I'm a Terrell Pryor fan. I'm a Ohio State fan.
Yep.
But you can't act like the way he acts.
Yeah.
You know, he had one catch every night against Bengals, and he's wanting this big new contract. You know, he said he can get $15 million a year. Don't waste your money on TP.
No.
Huh?
No. Let the Browns have him.
I agree. You can't act like that. Jesus, that makes me mad when they just talk about, I don't know, I guess he's not a... Coach Guggenbiller has a thing on in the locker room that says, on the door, that says, if you're not going to play like a team today, turn the other way. And it's not, that's nothing, but it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And you feel that way sometimes about TP.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And our kids...
Yeah.
Boys and girls, every level I've seen, they play that way and have for a long time.
Right. Yeah. And then, what'd you think of RG3? Did you get to watch any of the Browns?
No, I didn't.
You're lucky.
Yeah, I turned it on to see who got beat.
Oh, my God. It's like watching a seventh grade football kid out there quarterbacking.
Really?
I just get it and throw as far as you could and hope somebody caught it.
Somebody tried to catch it.
Oh, boy.
Browns are just absolutely.
Oh, man. So what do you do as a Browns fan? To quit supporting them for a while, quit going to the games.
They have now.
Yeah, there's no.
Have they finally?
Tickets were $2 on StubHub Sunday.
Really?
Browns Bengals game.
There's nobody out.
Because even for years, it was a sellout. No matter the weather, no matter the record.
Yeah,
well, that's good because you know that's
it's getting pretty brutal.
All that does is encourage the owners to keep not spending money and getting good players.
Think about the Browns.
Go support them blindly.
They do have a couple things they're going for them. Number one, they're going to have the first pick of the draft. And they're getting Philadelphia's first pick for the Carson Wentz trade. So they could very easily have two of the top eight picks of this year's draft.
And we'll never hear from them again.
We will pick two guys that will not be there in 2 years.
It just sucks, man. They're so bad.
It's unbelievable.
Well,
but their luck is just so bad. Like, like there's no stud quarterback coming out this year, you know, and they got to have a quarterback. I'm not sold on Kessler.
No, no.
I mean, it's
Kessler. He can't throw up from here to the stoplight.
Right. And 3 years, get him out of there, and we're done with him. And we can't keep throwing the helicopter around. That poor guy.
Yeah. All right. So I'm going to give you guys a little thing here. What happened 20 years ago Monday? No, I mean 5 years ago Monday. 5 years ago Monday.
Oh.
5 years ago Monday.
Mm-hmm. Good or bad?
December.
December 20th, 2011.
December 20th, 2011.
Bad?
Not good if you're an Ohio State fan.
Oh.
Good if you're a Ohio State fan.
Bad if you're a Ohio State fan.
Bad. Was that prior enough?
That was Jim Tressel, the NCAA sanctions on Ohio State.
Yep.
December 20th. And,
yeah, but
and
who'd have thought we'd have got Urban Meyer?
We made out on the deal.
Yeah. Turned out to be pretty
good. You know, my first choice forever has been Urban Meyer, but we couldn't get him because we had Tressel, who's probably the second best coach.
Yeah, I agree.
And so you're not going to fire him.
No, right.
Even if Urban Meyer comes and says, I want to be your coach. Can you get rid of this guy? And, you know, not that you want Tressel to have problems, and you know, but, yeah, that turned out pretty well.
So he has a clause. NCAA, the clause on Tressel's contract was you can hire Jim Tressel to coach, but you face sanctions. So if Jim Tressel's sanctions ends December 20th, so he, as of Monday, he can coach anywhere without getting your program being on.
No trouble.
I don't think he will.
No, no.
But when you're a football coach and you don't know, you know.
He probably misses it, I bet.
Well, and somebody has to remember that he was one of the best coaches ever.
That's right.
So
pretty good.
Yeah. I mean, his winning percentage is as good as, I mean, he was at Youngstown State.
Yep.
Won national championship, goes to Ohio State, wins national championship. Jim Tressel can coach. Mark D'Antonio calls Jim Tressel every Friday night since Coach Tressel has been let go. 5 years. And they have a Friday night session.
Every Friday night.
And them two talk every Friday. And they said they've been doing it. They miss a couple Fridays, but they said for 5 years, D'Antonio talks to Tressel because D'Antonio was under Tressel as assistant coach, and he's always, him and Tressel's always been buddies. And,
buds.
And, you know, I'm a big D'Antonio fan, too.
I like D'Antonio.
Yeah. But Jim Tressel was 5 years since the Terrell Pryor deal. And
I'll be damned.
Tressel can now coach.
He can catch football.
His That's right.
What? MVP for Jim Tressel is punter.
Every year?
Every year.
Guy could punt.
He had the greatest punters, and that's all we ever did. Yeah. We just punted, pinned people, and then we'd win because of defense.
Silver bullets.
Yep. We were unbelievable.
Yeah, he did not do anything fancy, but
never
he won games.
Anybody won.
Yep. Yeah, he caught a lot of hell.
It was boring.
There was
a lot of boring wins.
Yeah.
But we take them.
You know, when this punter Ohio State has now is, he's an All-American.
Yeah.
You know, he's from Australia, right?
Australia, yep.
And he always runs to the side before he kicks it.
Takes off running.
Darian.
Yeah. Except when he took off against Michigan, I'm thinking, is he really doing this?
Was that called?
I think so. It looked like it.
I don't know.
I never heard an explanation for that.
Urban is a classic.
Because after he did it, Urban's like, not now, you know? And I'm like, God, you got free range to pick a punt from the end zone or what?
You wonder if, remember Urban with, In the Final Four against Alabama, when he threw that pass at the end of the game, threw a bomb.
That was unbelievable.
He said, yeah, it would have been really neat if we'd have caught it.
Yeah.
Are you nuts?
That's the only way we can lose.
Is there one way we can lose? And
he
tried.
He just picked off in the end zone.
The guy has got some gonads.
He does. I mean, look at the Michigan game. How many times you went for on fourth down?
Yep. He's crazy.
Hey, if you can't gain a yard,
Yep.
He's an amazing football coach, and Ohio State's been blessed with Tressel and
we're pretty happy with him.
And hats off to Luke Fickell getting the UC job.
Yeah.
How can you not like Luke Fickell?
Yeah.
You know?
Poor guy. Kind of got stuck there, and nobody liked him.
Well, I don't know about – I mean, his legacy has grown because he stuck with it.
Yes, right. Yes.
You know,
that was huge.
Yeah, and yeah. He took Ohio State team after this was all said and done. And what people were failed to, you know, he was 6-6, went to a bowl game against Florida, lost to Florida. Ohio State ended that season 6-7. And all of their losses were by 7 points or less.
Is that right?
That's a hell of a stat.
That's
a pretty good stat.
You know?
Yes.
So Fickell had, and he didn't have much.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
You know, Braxton Miller was his freshman quarterback then or not?
Could have been, yeah.
It was a bad situation with not great players to.
Yeah.
It was just a tough situation that he was in. If he had great players, it'd still been tough.
I just don't, you know, like him, he's not. There's no way a kid like that can recruit. Now he can.
Yeah.
I think he'll do fine at Cincinnati because he's got a little legacy now.
Yes. He does. He can recruit Ohio.
Yeah, he's going to be able to recruit Ohio, and I'm sure there's going to be guys that aren't going to be OSU caliber that I guarantee Urban will say, you might want to take a look at this kid.
He, you wonder he how that us, works. But
I wondered that too. I would think Urban to do everything he can to make him good
at least for a couple of years.
Yeah. We play him.
Yeah.
We play. Who? How's that work out? We play. Let me think of this. In 2019, we play Fickell and we play Lane Kiffin. Is that right?
Oh, could be.
I think that's our non league game is Cincinnati and Florida Atlantic.
Florida Atlantic.
Yeah.
What do you think about that? I swore he'd go bigger than that.
He took a $500,000 a year pay cut to be the head coach. Wow. He's making 1.4 highest. He's the highest non-paid head coach in college football, Lane Kiffin. And he took now he's making $750,000 coaching at Florida Atlantic or whatever it is.
Ask my brother Mike how the Tennessee people like him.
They ain't Lane Kiffin's fan, are they?
No, that wasn't
Southern Cal don't really like him too well either.
No, but he's a genius.
Yeah, I'd say.
Really?
Now, does he stay? He's going to coach for the game?
He got to.
Yeah, Final Four.
Because it's a dead period now anyway, so they can't do nothing.
Yeah, he won't be able to do anything.
So why not?
Same Fickell will too.
Yeah,
right?
Fickell's coaching defense for the national championship game. And,
yeah.
And New Year's Eve, that's going to be a fun New Year's Eve. We got to figure our plans out for that.
Yeah, we got to get a game plan.
Well, Hatcher texted me today and said, what's New Year's Eve going on? I said, I'm like, I don't know. Well, we've got to eat early. And,
yep.
Well, eat early. The last break, we did the thing for the out at the Legion for the St. Peter
Neurological.
It's called Center for Neurological Development or something like that at Burkittsville.
Yep.
They're having a fundraising New Year's Eve party out there, so that's at least a good plan from 8 to 1, I believe.
The Buckeyes play, about 8, though, don't they?
I think so.
Yeah, 7:30, probably.
Yep.
Yeah. But you can bet they'll have TVs out there.
Oh, yeah. I'd have think so. Yeah.
And that'll be well-attended. That thing gets supported big time.
Yes. Yeah. There's so many people that helps.
Yeah.
And, I don't have anybody directly at all, and I know how great a place that
right.
is.
Right, yeah.
That's
That'd
right.
Be like a silent auction or something, too?
It was going to be silent. They've gotten so much stuff, it's going to be a live auction. With
really?
Adrian Gruby doing the auctioneering, I believe that starts at 9.
Yep.
And they have door prizes all night, every 15, 20, 30 minutes, whatever it is, for door prizes. It'll be given away and auction. And they've got a lot of really nice stuff.
Yeah.
Good.
Absolutely. So. And how much are tickets?
I think they're 25. I should have listened a little closer. I don't remember what
I think
it's.
You're right.
I think it's 25 bucks a person.
Yeah,
and that sounds right.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's correct.
Yep. Is Tin Man having anything New Year's Eve?
No,
nothing.
Nope.
Bowling alley?
I don't know. I was going to try to get with Corey today and didn't get to it.
I'm sure with the Ohio State plan, they're all going to be open because they're all going to be packed.
Yeah, well, I thought Mike was going to stay open for the.
Yeah, he did say that. He did say something about that. And I think he was waiting for, guess what came out in the paper tonight, for the commissioners to approve the revolving loan.
Did he get her?
Yeah.
So Mike's about out of there, ain't he?
Yes.
He's about done.
Yeah, yep. Mike's been a good old bar owner there.
Yeah,
he's
done a pretty good job.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I have complete faith in the next round with Stacy running it.
Oh, yeah, that'd be fun.
I don't know Tom, but I have to assume he's probably a pretty high-quality person.
Stacy like Will's awesome. She's tremendous at Cooper's. We're going to miss her.
Yeah, she's tremendous.
She worked at Calps for year or so, and she just one of those people that just takes a hold of everything and just runs it.
Great personality.
Yes.
That's what you need. Yeah.
She's awesome.
That's a big key factor in a bar.
It is. I agree with you. Let's take our last break. We'll come back. Bubba and Fee wrapping up the show after this.
It's November, and it's time to get your car ready for winter. Don't get stuck with a dead battery, bad wipers, or not-so-great tires. Give the professionals at Hastings Auto a call at 375-4617 and schedule your winter checkout. They'll check your antifreeze, wipers, battery, tires, and more so you're ready when that cold weather hits us. Hastings is open weekdays from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturdays from 7:30 a.m. to 1 p.m., and now Hastings is open on Tuesday nights until 8 p.m. Hastings Auto, 375-4617.
The staff of Tin Man's in historic downtown Fort Recovery invites you to join us for our home-cooked daily lunch specials. Starting at 11, Monday through Friday, Tin Man features Mystery Meal Monday, Meatloaf Tuesday, Roasted Chicken Wednesday, Lasagna Thursday, and Tin Man's famous half-pound hand-patty cheeseburger on Friday. We also offer supper specials on Friday and Saturdays, including steak and roasted chicken, complemented by our large salad bar, choice of potato, and honey roll. Stop on in at Tin Man's in Fort Recovery and enjoy some good home cooking.
Here's a great idea for supper this Saturday. You're going to the boys basketball game at Jay County anyway, so why not go a little early and go to their chili supper in the high school commons? It starts at 4:30 and it's a free will donation. Then all you have to do is walk into the gym when you're finished. All the proceeds benefit the Jay County basketball programs. So head to the boys basketball game at Jay County a little early this Saturday and go to the chili supper in the Jay County High School Commons starting at 4:30. The girls basketball program will be having their lottery fundraiser again this year. Each $10 ticket has 2 3-digit numbers, and you'll win $25 if either of your numbers matches the number drawn in the Ohio Lottery Pick 3 during the month of February, Monday through Friday, and you'll win $250 if one of your numbers is drawn on February 28th. Get your tickets now from any of the girls in the Fort Recovery basketball program, 7th grade through varsity, or from Coach Brian Patch. Don't get shut out. Help out the girls' basketball program and maybe win a little money this winter. See any of the girls in the Fort Recovery basketball program and get your girls' basketball lottery tickets now. Just match the Ohio Pick 3 number any weekday in February, and you'll be a winner.
Oh, my God.
Mariah Carey.
Right. Who's this?
Mariah Carey.
The stars are bright.
She is built like a brick
poop house.
Yes. She's lost a lot of weight.
Yeah.
Looks good.
Yeah. What was the guy she was married to?
I have no idea.
Young guy did this. He did the, he was like the
American Talent or
something. Yeah.
Most talented.
Yep. Oh, here we go.
She's gonna go loud.
If you don't like this song, turn us off right now.
I love Christmas carols.
Yeah.
But other Christmas songs I like too, but I just love the Christmas carols.
I'm with you.
They're just awesome.
Christmas songs.
Angels' voices.
I
have several of them at home on a compact disc thing, a mini disc that I, about two or three times a year, I'll get them out and play it all the way through.
Really?
Yeah, about 20 or 30 songs.
Do you have a favorite?
Oh, yeah. Well, it's just about two of them tied.
Mm-hmm.
The Christmas song, Nat King Cole, Chestnuts Roasting on the Open Fire, and White Christmas. Those are by far my two. Those White are two of my all-time awesome. Favorite songs.
White Christmas. I can sing the crap out of that song.
I love Bang Banger. The Bangster.
Yeah. I'll sing that next weekend.
Yeah, if I get drunk. We'll bring that one out.
Yeah.
We'll bring out Elvis.
Because I can get Bing out.
Yeah.
Don't even. Neil, don't.
There he comes.
Are we going to just tease him?
Banger.
Turn it up if you're listening. Crank your radios up.
Old banger.
Christmas.
Bring her home.
Just like the one I used to know.
Yeah, you watch the Bob Hope Open Bay Crossing
Show. Oh, yeah.
I loved him.
Couldn't beat it.
Road to Tahiti.
Yeah.
There you
go.
Road to Fort Recovery.
Road to Fort Recovery.
Listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow.
Now, would you say he was a crooner?
Yes.
Crooner, yes.
Yeah.
He was,
Dean Martin.
He was probably the definition of crooner.
He might be best.
Yeah.
Yep.
Of a white
He'd always have his pipe.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
With every Christmas card.
Merry Christmas, you filthy animals out there.
Yep.
Bubba and Fee Show, Wednesday night. 9:40.
9:40.
My wife says Mariah Carey's divorced.
Divorced him, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yep.
Bill says there's a girl named Susie Kaiser that's also in that family. Now, I called him out, but Jack confirmed it.
Jack says yes.
Jack said there was a Susie. So, Bill, I hate to say this, was correct. That does hurt to say that.
Yeah, it does. I've had to say it a couple times, and
it happens once or two, twice.
I about have a heart attack when I say it.
I know. It kills you to say that.
Oh, yeah.
You think there's a more hated, liked guy in Fort Recovery?
Well,
I mean, people.
I understand
him,
that there was a poll at the Cooper Christmas party.
Yes,
and what was that? It was the least liked radio personality,
and he won hands down.
What do you call
it? Yeah, it was like he had like off the charts.
Sean Hannity had two votes, and Howard Stern had two votes, and Bill had 388.
Yeah, Bill got killed. Yeah. He deserves it.
Yes.
We're back here at Sports Talk at 9:45 on a Wednesday night. Big Fee, what's the Phillies do next for Christmas Eve? What do you guys do?
Christmas Eve, we'll probably have our kids.
Everybody come over?
Yep, we'll do our kids stuff.
Yeah.
And then I usually have everybody come over.
Yeah, we always show up on
everybody
Christmas
shows
Eve.
Up Christmas Eve, about 9 o'clock.
Yep, we usually do stuff out at the bowling alley. And then last year, I think maybe even the year before,
we popped over
to Fee's after that.
You kind of got the house to go to on New Christmas Eve. Damnedest thing I ever heard of.
Bring them in.
Yeah, most people have their old fans. Fee's got the whole town that shows up.
Yeah, bring them down in.
What are you guys doing? You working?
Yeah, I'm going to be out at the bowling alley. I've been doing that for 10
King Bob
years or something
over.
Like that. Hope King Bob will be over.
King Bob Birdman was in there the one day.
Yeah,
Gus Williamson usually comes up from North Carolina and tells some stories. I don't know if he's going to make it this year yet.
Yeah,
Steiny.
Steiny's always there, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of took over what Pat and Don used to call loser Christmas.
Perfect.
Yep.
Can't beat it.
Oh, yeah. It's awesome.
Right.
Yep.
It'll be weird this year.
The kitchen won't be open. No bowling.
No.
No jukebox. Just sit around, tell stories, have fun.
Absolutely.
Eating food. We'll have food. We're not, but the kitchen isn't open.
You'll have your specialties, right? Don't you want to bring your
have all kinds
bourbon
of stuff.
Ball? Yeah, bourbon ball. I'll kill you.
Bourbon
Frost to Brooks. Yeah. Brooksy.
Brooksy.
Yeah. Sam Stogler, listen, Sam Canapi says we're going to have some carol karaoke next week.
Yes.
So she wants to come in and sing a song.
And come on in. Sing with us.
She won't. She ain't got the nash. She won't do it. She's chicken. No. Yeah, that's right.
Everybody's welcome. Come up, sing with us.
Yeah, we're having open doors next Friday, next Wednesday.
Open door policy.
So.
Come on in.
Might not be able to get in. You might have to stand outside. We'll take
you
a microphone
sing to
out
us.
There.
We'll carol from outside, too.
Yeah, because I know Caleb Martin's already said he's coming.
Caleb will be here.
He's into that, isn't he? I like
it. He can only
that's
come
awesome.
Up if he gets you okay from Coach Googs. I said, I don't want to make Googsy mad.
Oh, that wouldn't be good.
But Marty's a huge listener, and we're going to get Wes up here and talk about it. I talked to Pig tonight. I wanted to see if he could call in, and they had practice tonight.
Did they?
They're up at the Upper P, so they're playing Northern Michigan tomorrow, and they had practice, I think he said, from 8:30 to 10 tonight. So
ooh, big practice.
So, so they're getting ready for a big weekend. And
Finley's got a good start, right?
Yeah.
Started out good. So
Finley's got a good start. Wade's number one team in the nation.
Yep.
Division II, Second Valley.
Awesome.
But they got beat.
Did they get beat?
They got beat Saturday. So that was their first loss of the
year.
Who
got them?
Tiffin.
Tiffin.
You know, it's amazing about Tiffin is that when Finley had all them good teams, they'd lose at Tiffin.
Tiffin would get them.
When Finley had them, you know.
Yeah.
Tiffin was always a tough out for them teams. And
they probably get fired up when they play the top
team. Yeah, absolutely. But you know, I think Saginaw is 8-1 or 9-1 now, and Wade starts every game, averaging about 6.6 boards. So hats off to my
attaboy.
One of our all time greats here at Fort Recovery, and probably a Hall of Famer.
And
a tough player.
Absolutely. Talk about a Hall of Fame fee. This is going to be a good one for this year. We got our Hall of Fame is?
Yeah. Actually, it'd be Kathy Leonards.
Yep.
And my niece.
Absolutely.
Renee Field. Yeah, I'm looking forward to putting them two in.
Absolutely. Two very deserving people.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. They're going to be fun.
Yeah. Kathy Leonards, you could say, she was the best player on that team. Other than Lynn Benn.
Other than Lynn Benn.
It was Kathy Leonards. And if there was no Kathy Leonards, there'd have been no Lynn Benn.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, for really.
I'm just kind of maybe extremely generalizing, but I think the example she set that year kind of set the tone for the kids that knew what they had to play up to the following year.
Yeah. Kathy Leonards had a crossover that would leave you in your underwear.
She had a
great crossover.
Good crossover.
Yeah. And she could make a right-handed layup. Remember that?
Yeah.
She never shot a left-handed. She always made a right-handed layup on the left side.
Going 111,
Cool stuff I noticed, you know. Yep. I was a bookkeeper for that team.
Yeah. I was big.
Actually, it says you're 32 of keeping books.
32?
Wow. Started when you were 5?
Thank you, Neil. Thank you.
Gave you a shout out last year.
Yeah, you did. Thanks, Vip. Appreciate that.
I don't know if anybody heard it.
Yeah.
I did.
No, nobody cares.
I care because I've hung around there for a while, especially when that was when the scorer's table was in the stands.
Yeah.
Bubba runs that scorer's table.
Oh well, that was the best time ever with Big P.
My God,
we had so much fun. Mike Webker,
Reverend Perkins.
Yeah,
I mean, you just can't make this stuff up. How much fun that is.
Yeah,
and we would laugh and laugh, and you would pull your kazoo out what was it?
Kazoo or whistle?
Yeah, your whistle.
You
got it with you there.
I have one in my pocket and one laying over here.
You have two now?
I keep one here just in case somebody needs one.
Breakdown.
In case somebody needs one?
Yeah, there we go.
And they're off. What did you bring? Explain the story behind carrying one in your pocket.
Well, you never know when you're going to need it. Something might happen and you just need to put an exclamation point.
You can say the same thing about pepperonis.
You never know when the situation is going to come up and you have to put an exclamation point on it.
Yeah, right. So that's your exclamation point.
Yep.
So Bill says if there was no Lynn Benn, there wouldn't be a Kathy Leonards. Or if there wasn't Kathy Leonards, there wouldn't be no Lynn Benn. He's saying that's a stupid statement.
I seen that.
No, that's fact.
Fact-o-matic.
Mm-hmm. Who else on that team? And Tammy was a nice player.
Tammy
don't get me wrong.
A good player.
Somebody had to get that ball in there.
Yep.
By the big girl.
Yep. And Tammy got very good at it the next year. But, yeah.
I'm telling you.
Who was the stars on that team?
The starters? Well, when there's two Ben girls.
Yeah. Probably Sue. Was Sue one?
Tammy.
Tammy? No.
No. Okay. No.
Sue.
I don't believe it was Sue.
Either Sue or Lori.
Oh,
there was three of them on that team, I think.
I'll go back starting lineup here. Ready? Guards. Kathy Leonards and
Tammy
Hartnagel.
Yep.
Forward center was Lynn Benn.
Yep.
Forward was a Benn late girl. Who are we missing? We're missing one.
We're still missing one. Tammy Post. You listening? Who is it?
Well,
that's bad.
We're all looking around.
Well, it's Sue Benn, but I can't think who the fifth starter was.
Was it Jenkins?
Nope. Jenkins was the following year. Gosh, dang it.
We are getting old.
Now we can, come on now.
So in my head, I'm getting the 89-90 and the 90-91 teams mixed up.
Mixed up.
So I'm, I have, and actually some other teams in there too. I have Gail Post in my head, but I don't think she was on that team.
Okay, the following year was Lynn Benn, Mandy Hastings.
Yep. Etzler. Jenny.
Etzler. Nestrick. Well,
Jenna Jenkins.
And Lynn Follenkamp. Was Lynn Follenkamp on that team?
Lynn Follenkamp.
Right.
Oh, was she on that?
Yep.
Yeah, I was thinking she was after that, but that sounds
she's
about
with
right.
Mandy. And, yeah.
See, I just, I'd forgotten that.
Bill says Jenkins started on that team. I don't think she did.
I don't know. I thought she did, too, but I wasn't positive.
I don't know.
Starting lineup for the first time we won state.
1992.
We had some good ones, though.
Jack says Lynn Fullenkamp started with. I don't think so.
No, she could have, but she didn't want to come up. She wanted to stay with her friends. But she was going to be a freshman that could have went to varsity, and they didn't let her. She didn't want to.
Mandy,
go up.
Jack, Mandy was she was the second year we won
she's
state.
The second
first year.
Yep. Because Mandy was, yeah, she was.
Okay, we got to think about it. Okay, remember we fouled out. So we had Jenny Ensler. There was Sandy Homan. There was a Weigel. Dinah Weigel.
Yeah.
There was a Ben, Tina Ben.
Tina Sue, I think, was the other. Was the other
Lori.
Tina's the one I remember the most.
Not Gil. Sue would have been Gilpost. Jack. Gilpost was not on that team.
No.
We're all in my head, she was, but I know she wasn't.
We're all brain dead.
There's two Ben girls. Tammy.
Two Ben girls, Tammy, and
Leonard's. And
Leonard's, for sure.
Who was the fifth starter? Smith. Vicky Smith.
Yep.
Vicky Smith.
Yep.
Hey!
Yep.
That's possible.
Yep. Jack Spratt.
That's why he's at the top of Rocker's smartest list of the Stockton boys.
But then she was a junior.
Yeah, I think she was a junior.
Because she graduated with
Lynn?
Yeah, Nestrick and I always say Nestrick, but Jenna Jenkins.
Jenna Jenkins.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. So now we got that figured out.
We did it.
Yeah. So that was, what, 25 years ago?
Yeah. 26 now.
26
I think they did the 25th
years.
Last year. Seems like what, a couple weeks ago, kind of.
Coldwater celebrated three state teams, and Donnie Workamp's wife was on the very first one.
Really?
Yep. Yes. Yep. She was on there. They had three teams, and I know there were some Fort Recovery girls on the, well, some, they, you know, they, I think Roger Kanacki's wife was on one of the teams.
Huh.
Joe Niekamp's wife was on one of the teams.
Is that right? One of the state teams?
Yeah. Yeah, that was really neat. I like looking back at all that nostalgia. Yeah. And Coldwater had some good girls teams. We had some tremendous.
We had some wars.
Battles over there.
Yes.
Jenny Rao was a.
Yeah. Oh man!
You know, it sucks.
What a great player she was! A Kathy Leonard's type of player.
You guys remember the first time? And I was going to, if Ray was going to show up tonight, I was going to tell him about this. The first time Fort Carey played Jay County girls basketball, we were both undefeated.
Oh, yep.
And we played up here, and the place was almost sold out.
It
didn't sell it out, but it was packed. There was 2,000 people in that gym.
Yep.
And it was unbelievable.
It was.
Second state team, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they had, that. I'm trying to think of who that girl was they had. It was a stud center.
Yeah, I remember that she was awesome.
Yes.
And it was a battle.
Yep. We got
Oh, man. Oh, man, was that good.
We lost.
Did we get beat?
I think we lost. We lost two games that year. I think it was Jay County and Crestview. Was our two losses that year?
I was thinking we beat, but I don't know. I just remember it being completely packed and one hell of a
game. Now we're talking about. Now let's think about this.
I remember going to Big Cats and telling Mandy, "Yeah, don't worry about it," you know, because she was all upset. I think we got
that was a different year. I don't know. I'm just saying that.
That was her freshman year.
I want to say that girl's name was Shannon something.
That sounds right.
Yeah, I don't.
God dang it!
I don't know.
They were good.
Yes.
Shannon.
They've had some really good teams over the years.
Yeah, they did.
Yep.
Yeah, they did. That was a fun, you know, girls basketball is fun now. I mean, we get 500 people up there.
Yep.
We used to get a lot more.
Yes, we did.
We were the first. Agree?
Yeah.
Fort Recovery set the tone for girls basketball in our area.
Yep.
We were the.
Yeah, because most games, even now, I guess, in some places, but most girls games get 100 people.
Shannon Freeman, Bill Stogler. That's correct.
That might be correct.
Bill's right again.
I hate to say
it. It's killing me.
He's on a roll.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't even care if he's using Google. It's awesome.
That's right. So when you look back, and we got a little time here, Fee.
Mm-hmm.
Best game ever in our gymnasium.
For me?
Yeah.
Ooh. Ooh.
For me, probably that triple overtime with Knoxville when they were undefeated.
They beat us by 9 or something.
Yeah.
I got to see the end of that game.
Because Cody was in that game.
Where
was
you
kind of neat.
I was on call for Kalp Pharmacy.
Really?
Yep. And I was in Decatur I think, when the game ended, and I still was able to get back here and get to and watch the third overtime.
If you go to YouTube, they still have that game, the highlights of that game, and the interviews with Coach Patch and Hagemeyer. That was some ball game.
That was a great game. That was a packed house.
That was a fun game.
That was a fun game for me. But what else did we have? We had some big games in there.
There have been a lot of big games. It's just hard to kind of pick them out.
Who hit the shot?
Johan Niekamp.
Who hit? No, Johan did hit a buzzer beater.
Yes, he did.
It was a JV game, wasn't it?
Against St. Henry, I think.
Yeah. He had that half foot, and he kept running.
Yep.
Dropped her in from about 30.
Dropped her.
Yep. Who hit the shot against St. Henry at the buzzer from the top of the kick?
Greg Snyder.
Yep.
That was a big one.
That was a big one.
That's funny.
Huge.
Oh, my God. St. Henry people were so mad after that because we hosed them.
Yeah,
I remember that like it was yesterday. Greg Snyder from the top of the key at the horn.
Actually, probably biggest upset would have been my senior year. When we beat St. Henry?
Yeah.
And they were good.
Yeah.
And we were terrible. And we beat them.
Doug Collins.
That's right.
Mark Obringer.
Yeah.
I thought Mark Obringer was a year older than you.
No, Jim. Jim was a year older.
Yeah. That's right. Mark had that mole on his butt.
Yep.
Never mind.
Okay.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
Mark's dead.
Nope. Yeah.
Jim's dead.
Jim was in a car wreck, yeah.
Oh, man.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I knew one of them passed away.
Yeah. Mark lives in Dayton.
Jim Obringer was a pretty good athlete.
Good athlete. Yeah.
He could throw baseball, too.
Yeah, good athlete.
Really? I'd have never guessed that.
Can you imagine that? But when you talk about nice guys.
Yes.
Jim Obringer was the top of the...
Jim was a great guy.
Yeah, he was a great guy. Yeah, Jimmy O. Yeah, that's right. It's 10 o'clock.
Is it 10 bells?
So we got next Wednesday, we are having our Christmas show.
Christmas
we're
going to
get all
really?
The details. We're going to make a commercial.
Yeah.
Yep.
Can we do that?
Yeah. We have to figure out what we're going to do or just do something in general and say, make sure you're listening. But we got
Jack and Bill will be in charge of making the commercial.
Yeah, we got to sing some.
Oh, yeah. We got to make a great commercial. This is going to be something special.
It'd be awesome.
I want to raise $1,000.
Give me a minute.
Next Wednesday.
We need all our listeners.
We need them all, folks.
Checkbook.
Yep.
And we're going to give this money to the needy. We're going to do something neat with it.
Yep.
We can raise $1,000.
It could be to the local food bank,
exactly.
too.
Exactly. Reverend Tim Clutter.
We have a Fort Recovery. Ministerial association. Yeah, they have it out at the, in the Undercroft at the Catholic Church. They run it out of there.
Yeah.
Yeah. They do a lot of stuff for
Father Matt. We got Father Matt come up, man.
Yeah.
He might sing a song.
He'd come up and sing.
Oh, yeah, he would.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure he would.
He's a good singer.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Father Ned has got the best Our Father.
Father's got it. Good.
The through him, with him. I love when he's got a great tone to that.
Yeah. Well, I'm with you.
Yeah. You ever see the YouTube video of the priest who sings that song to the wedding married couple?
I think I did see that a couple of years ago.
Changed he makes the words up?
Changed the words to some popular song. I don't remember what it was.
Yeah. Yeah. Hallelujah.
Oh, what is it?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
That in itself is a great song.
Ooh, that's a good song.
Conan. Who sang that? He just died.
Ooh.
Oh, the guy that wrote it.
Leonard
Cohen.
Leonard Cohen. Yeah.
Cohen.
Yep. Let's see.
Did you watch Your Voice?
Yes.
You happy with him?
Love that guy.
Yeah, I don't have the.
I thought he was.
Don't have the version I thought I had
that night.
So you're saying he's better than Billy Gilman?
Yeah, I thought so. I thought he was unbelievable.
You see Billy Gilman sing "My Way"?
Yeah, very good. He was very good. And then what Sundance sing? He had a good one too.
Sundance.
Sundance Head.
Sundance Head's the guy's name. At last.
Yeah.
Etta James. Ooh, that's good.
I do love that song.
I love that song.
You got that song, Spencer?
I'm pretty sure I do.
Will you take us out to that tonight, Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee?
At last.
Yep.
We're going out to Etta James At Last, folks. This is one of my all-timers.
This is a great one.
Oh, yeah. Here we go.
Etta can sing.
Oh, yeah.
And Obama had somebody else come in and sing it at his inauguration.
He would.
Hey, we want to thank everybody for listening tonight. Yep.
Big
one next
Wednesday
week.
Night. Big, yeah. big.
Let's get some wins this weekend.
Yes.
Bubba and Pete. sit back and enjoy this song.
Can't be anything better. See you next week.
My love is coming on.
I got this.
My lonely days are over.
Right now, everybody's toe tapping, snapping their fingers back on the.
And life is life.
All six. Some of them are belly rubbing, little dancing going on.
Absolutely. There is a. My wife likes this song.
This is a great song.
Honey, I'm coming home. And I'm singing this song to you.
The sky's above the blue.
Listen to her hold these notes.
The night I looked at you, I found a dream that I could speak to, a dream that I can call my own.
Good song.
Huh?
That's a good song.
Is this a great song?
I found a thrill.
Unbelievably good.
It is.
To press my cheek to a thrill that I have never known. Oh, yeah, you smile.
Ooh. Oh, I wish I was a songwriter.
Ooh, that's a good song.
Yeah. I mean, wouldn't that be, what a talent that is.
Yes, yeah. Yeah.
And then to be able to take the music and match the words.
I'd never be able to do that.
Classic.
I might be able to do that. I could never do the arrangement where okay, this is where the strings come in and they really go up and then they come down.
Yeah.
I could never do that.
Sing it, Etta.
At last.
Etta James, Bubba and Fee.
Yes. It gets no better.
Listening to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. Talk with Bubba and Fee was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station.